The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday, September 19th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Britain and the world are laying Queen Elizabeth II to rest at a state funeral that is drawing presidents and kings, princes and prime ministers and up to a million people lining the streets of London to say a final goodbye to a monarch whose 70-year reign defined an age. A day packed with funeral events in London and Windsor began early when the doors of 900-year-old Westminster Hall were closed to mourners after hundreds of thousands had filed in front of her flag-draped coffin. Many had waited for hours in line, including through cold nights, to pay their respects in an outpouring of collective grief and respect.
David Beckham waited 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
13
seriously? Hours.
Oh, did they say 13 hours? I saw six.
Hours.
Wow. Yeah, he was there a long, long time. We'll talk about that a little bit in the entertainment report.
In a country known for pomp and pageantry, the first state funeral since Winston Churchill's promised to be a spectacular display. 142 Royal Navy sailors pulled the gun carriage carrying Elizabeth's coffin to Westminster Abbey, where 2,000 people, ranging from world leaders to healthcare workers and volunteers, mourned her. Ahead of the ceremony, one of Abbey's bells is tolling 96 times, once a minute for each year of her life. The ceremony is still taking place right now.
Kathy and I, we had it on in the office when we were prepping this morning, and You hear the commentary, and they're obviously showing the ceremonial duties that everyone is fulfilling today. And but the bell ringing, you can feel it. Interesting when you hear it. I mean, it's a long pause between each ringing of the bell. It's going to go on for a long time. But I mean, like each time I heard it, I was like, I don't know. It was interesting.
Well, you bring up an observation. A lot of people, even people who had said prior to this, were okay. This is very sad, and we move along. And then yet now, and a lot of them were compelled to go, like, last second, go get in line, and found themselves very emotional. Mm-hmm. Because this person has been, for so many people, a part of their lives. Yep. So it really has impact, and I think it's catching a lot of people off guard.
Did you guys go there into Westminster Abbey when we were there?
Yes. Well, I did on a prior trip.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I was just like looking at, like, I just remember being there and walking there and like looking at all of the gold and, you know, where they have her coffin now.
I wanted to put our best foot forward as an American, so I walked in and said, what a dump!
U.S. President Joe Biden was among leaders to pay their respects at the Queen's coffin on Sunday as thousands of police, hundreds of British troops, and an army of officials made final preparations for the funeral. Hurricane Fiona made landfall as a Category 1 along the extreme southwestern coast of Puerto Rico yesterday at 3:20 with winds of 85 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The newly formed hurricane caused an island-wide power blackout and threatened to dump historic levels of rain. Forecasters said the downpour was expected to produce landslides and catastrophic flooding with up to 25 inches possible in isolated areas. Tropical storm force winds extended as far as 140 miles from Fiona's center. U.S. President Joe Biden declared a state of emergency in the United States territory as the eye of the storm approached the island's southwest corner. Puerto Rico's largest public hospital was running on generators at some centers. Those had failed. Health Secretary Carlos Mulato said crews were working to repair generators as soon as possible at the Comprehensive Cancer Center. Fiona hit just 2 days before the anniversary of Hurricane Maria, a devastating Category 4 storm that struck on September 20th, 2017, destroying the island's power grid and causing nearly 3,000 deaths. More than 3,000 homes still only have a blue tarp as a roof, and infrastructure remains weak. The search is on for two suspected thieves after police say several catalytic converters were stolen from school buses in Burlington County this weekend. 9 school buses parked at the Morristown High School were robbed of their catalytic converters late Friday night, according to the Morristown Police Department. Surveillance footage reportedly revealed a white utility truck in the parking lot just before midnight. Police believe two suspects pulled off the crime. However, no further details were released regarding descriptions. Anyone with information is asked to contact police.
I'm not quite familiar, but if one were to have their catalytic converter stolen, would you notice it if you...
Like right away? If
right
you're
away.
Up the vehicle?
Would it sound like your muffler was missing?
That's a really good question. Yeah, it's part of the exhaust system, right?
Right, right.
Or I always thought it was, but yeah, I don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah, how do you find that out?
I was just assuming the car couldn't start.
No, I don't think it... Well,
I don't know.
They're also bigger than I thought. I didn't know how big they were. I don't know where I saw this, but a guy was planning on walking somewhere.
And he wanted to take his catalytic converter out with him.
He took his catalytic converter with him to pay for his flight back or whatever.
Oh my God, I can't remember what.
He was like, yeah, I'm walking across country. And so he had this giant thing with him that he was carrying along.
All right, here we go. How to tell if your catalytic converter has been stolen. One, loud roar when you start the car.
Okay.
Louder as you accelerate. Increase in exhaust fumes or unusual exhaust smells. Missing parts under the vehicle leading to the muffler might be an indicator, or uneven and sputtering acceleration due to lack of exhaust regulation. All I knew about the catalytic converter was we had this old Toyota Corolla, and we had it forever. And if you drove barefoot, okay,
right,
which I did in the summertime.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The catalytic converter would heat up right under where your feet were. It would get really, really hot.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I couldn't keep my feet on the ground.
Oh, wow.
It got so hot.
I had the same thing. I think it was in my Bonneville, and then I had a Montego, and it was the same sort of thing. And it makes you wonder, how far away were we from going up in flames?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Seriously.
This is what it sounds when you start a car without a catalytic converter. This is what it sounds like.
There it is.
You hear the roar?
Telltale sign. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I could tell that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, in sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies lost to the Braves 5-2 yesterday afternoon in Atlanta.
What is this?
Rookie Spencer Strider took a no-hit bid into the sixth inning and struck out 10. William Contreras hit a tie-breaking home run, and the Braves completed the three-game sweep.
What is that?
Strider didn't allow a hit until Alec Bohm homered to tie the score 1-1. The Phillies lost four straight with only 16 games remaining in the regular season. They are half a game behind the San Diego Padres in the wild card race. They're off tonight before coming back home to open up a quick two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays tomorrow night. The Eagles have their home opener tonight as they'll host the Minnesota Vikings in Monday Night Football. Kickoff is scheduled for 8:30. Yesterday in the NFL, the Detroit Lions beat the Washington Commanders 36-27. The New York Giants won against the Carolina Panthers 19-16, and the Dallas Cowboys held on to beat the Cincinnati Bengals 20-17. And in soccer, Andre Blake recorded his 14th shutout to help the Union to a scoreless draw against Atlanta United on Saturday. Blake made five saves, including a point-blank stop in a diving header in second-half stoppage time to pull into a tie for the MLS lead. The Union are 5-0-1 in their last six matches and are back home this weekend for an international friendly against Mexico's CF Pachuca. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, not to take away too much from the Queen's funeral, but we have a lot going on. And it is big this morning. Two big things are happening. Number one, a planning session that's been taking place now for months and months. We finally get to execute it. Casey's Big Adventure happens today.
Yeah.
He's getting on the road in just a little while, about an hour from now or so. We are going to send him on his way. Not just him, Jackie Bam Bam, who I have not seen yet.
Nor have I.
Yeah, I just got a text from him. He's on the fourth floor now. He made it to the fourth. He was stuck outside.
What day are we doing this?
He was stuck outside the building for a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, I guess because he doesn't have his normal like tags and stuff like that.
That's your co-pilot, by the way.
Yeah, right. My co-pilot. Well,
who didn't bring the keys to get in the building?
I almost didn't either, because they're like with my other. I have a different backpack that I brought with me this morning, and I'm like, you know what?
Well, you're here. You did it.
I made it.
You know, Preston, it's kind of odd if you stop and think about it, or bittersweet as one nation mourns, another rejoices.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big world we live in, and there are a lot of emotions and activities that are taking place at any given time. Ours is celebratory in nature. We'll see how this goes. Kyle Mack is here. He's going to be riding along with Casey and Jackie, and he will be documenting the whole thing for us.
And Nick, maybe you could do some checking, but is this the greatest journey ever taken by mankind?
You know what? I'll Google that.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Is that on Wiki? Mm,
greatest adventure taken by mankind. Yep.
Turns out it is.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
We have confirmation. Casey's.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Adventure.
It's biggest of all, greatest of all time.
Along the way, there will be some missions and activities that are taking place. There will be plenty of pictures and video as well. And we're going to be spending a lot of time. We're not just going to be doing, like, short little check-ins. Like,
oh, no.
We're going to be doing a big chunk of the show with you as live Zooming with us.
And tomorrow, actually.
Depending on how the audio goes, yeah.
Tomorrow's going to, cause a lot, obviously, today is traveling, as you've said many times, Casey, just through this big state. And,
yeah.
And on your way. But tomorrow, you're going to be in a new location, and it's going to be a lot of content, yeah. Hopefully.
I hope I don't disappoint, but, like, yeah, so we're going to depart in about an hour, and then maybe, like, 2 hours from now, I might check in from Harrisburg and let you guys know what that looks like.
What it looks like. Yeah. And we have a bit of a setup as you depart. You're not leaving. It's not just like a, you know.
No.
Yeah, we have a little fanfare taking place. Yeah.
How many new states do you get today, Casey? Because I know Ohio is new.
Ohio is going to be new. Missouri is going to be new.
Okay.
I've been in Indiana, so I'm going to hit Ohio. I'll do all of that.
I've been in Illinois.
I've been in Illinois.
Okay.
I don't even know. Do I sniff the bottom of Illinois?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. So just,
you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to turn around and drop trout.
Smells good. So Ohio and Missouri are the, so the first.
Those are the new ones.
The
for
new
you.
Ones for me. Okay. And then after that, I've been in Texas for. So after that, I don't know, man.
I don't know. At least two new ones today.
Yes.
All right.
I'm excited. And I've never seen the Mississippi River.
Oh, very cool. Wow. Okay, very cool. It's
just lovely.
Oh, man.
You think the Schuylkill's brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That gets underway. We will send Casey off. And like Steve said, we have a little bit of fanfare involved. We have some people that are helping out just to make it a little extra special.
Send him off in style.
And in fact, in style, he will be sent off because he's got a brand new Subaru that he's going to be riding with the gang. And we have our buddy Matt Ritter, who is the Vice President of Vehicle Planning and Logistics. And if anything has been planned and logisticized, it is this event.
That's the dude.
So we'll get Matt on board as we get set for that. So not only is that taking place, but we also kick off MMR's Yoo-Hoo Loot today. And it's your opportunity to win cash left and right. $1,000 to be more specific. And we will kick that off at 8 a.m. And then it goes again at 10 and noon and 3 and 5 p.m. And it's the deal where we give you a keyword and then we give you 15 minutes to enter that word. And then you kick back and wait and see if you win $1,000.
And by the way, there are codified sanctioned Yoo-Hoos that are associated with this contest. If you hear an errant one throughout the show, that is not...
It just, no, if it's not 8, 10, noon, or 3, or 5, then it's not a legit Yoo-Hoo. And it's all brought to you by Horizon Services. So you can get the contest rules at WMMR.com, but we are getting that underway as well. So everything is in place and ready to go. It'll be business as usual up until we kick Casey off and get him out on the road. So we'll take a break. We'll come back in a second. The entertainment report, the stupid question, that stuff is up next. So hang out with us on a Monday morning. We'll be right back.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So, stupid question this morning. We are going to give away a $50 Metro Diner gift card, and I'm trying to find a good stupid question. I have potentials. They're all just kind of okay today.
I got a dumb one.
All right, I like dumb
questions. Well, it's a stupid question, yes.
Yeah.
So, I watched the very first episode of Golden Girls last night.
Oh, God.
And on that first episode, one of the Golden Girls was getting married. Which Golden Girl was it?
Uh-huh. I like that. You got a 1 in 4 shot.
Yeah.
All right. 215-263-WMMR. In the very first episode of the Golden Girls, which Golden Girl was getting married?
Correct.
All right. 215-263-WMMR. Call now if you know the answer. I'll mention birthdays while we wait for your answer. Monday, September 19th, we'll start with Jimmy Fallon turning a year older. He is 48 years old today and has well surpassed any success I thought that guy might have.
Yeah, I remember when they were asking, you know, actually I got asked for some interview about what I thought the chances of Fallon succeeding in late night were, and I said, pretty good. He's got a lot of talent in different sections. He really, out of the gate, commanded the viral stuff. He was doing YouTube videos and all that stuff, and then the others caught wind of that and picked up. But I think he floats around. Colbert's usually one. They're all in the same general ballpark rating-wise. He's doing well enough.
Nobody's dominating bigger than the other. I mean, somebody comes in first place, but there's no, like, you know, one way above the other. So, but he's doing just fine. He's 48. It's Jeremy Irons' birthday today. He's 74. What is this?
They, for some reason, gave him a song to sing in Lion King. And this is his song in Lion King. It's Scar.
Scar, yeah.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher.
All right. I forgot that.
But you know, you'll be rewarded.
Really throws on the vibrato. So many great things throughout the years. He's just one of those incredible actors.
The Watchmen series?
Yeah, he was amazing.
Alfred in the DC universe?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Continues to crank out some cool roles. He's 74 today. Rosemary Harris, speaking of the superhero films, Rosemary Harris played Aunt May in that first run of Spider-Man films. She's 95 years old today.
And she was great. She had the right amount of heart and... the relationship and chemistry with Tobey Maguire was solid.
Yep. Joan London, former Good Morning America host, is 72 today.
Now promotes all sorts of creams and ointments for the aging.
Randolph Mantooth, you remember from the TV show Emergency?
Yeah.
He is 77. I loved that show when I was a kid.
Randolph Mantooth, and then the other guy was the owner of the Double Deuce.
That is correct. Yeah. He was also in Lost, if you remember. Lost, played Locke's dad, yeah. Twiggy, the former British model, is 73 today.
She defined the look of the 60s and early 70s.
Daniel Lanois, the producer, worked with acts such as U2 and Peter Gabriel, is 71 today. Steve, it is also Paul Williams' birthday today.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Singer, songwriter, actor. Wrote, actually, some huge hits. We've Only Just Begun, Rainy Days and Mondays, Just an Old-Fashioned Love Song, Evergreen. And he did some acting as well in Smokey and the Bandit. He was in a couple of those movies. Battle for Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
He was even in The Princess Diaries. And a great documentary, I think it's called Paul Williams Is Not Dead.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's not the one who wrote Rainbow Connection.
Yes. I think he did write Rainbow Connection. Yeah. Yes. So he turns 82 years old today. Yeah, a really talented songwriter from the 1970s.
He could have actually gotten in the Kermit puppet and controlled it from inside.
Size-wise.
He's a tiny dude.
Yep. So he's 82 today. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. You've Lost That Love and Feeling, Unchained Melody. He turns 82 years old today. And of course, that had a huge resurgence when the movie Ghost came around,
which is a scary.
Sherry O'Terry is not a scary, but she was in Scary Movie and Saturday Night Live and Liar Liar.
What's her career
60
been up to?
Not much. You might see her pop up in a couple of things here and there, but
she's super talented.
Yeah,
she's from the area.
Yeah, she's from Upper Darby.
Yeah. And then the last birthday, I saw CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien. I've had a crush on her for a long time.
She's moved on, right? Isn't she on another network?
She's 56 today. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she?
I think she's on RT.
I'm not sure.
It's my son's birthday today, too. Ben.
What?
Ben turns 16
today. Oh, my God.
Holy F.
And so after school today, we're going over and checking out the learner's permit process. And starting. He's very excited to drive. And he's a great kid and really responsible and an awesome student. And I love you, buddy. Happy birthday.
Nice.
16.
Stop you guys, it.
You going to do driving lessons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way to go.
We started in the parking lot, in a quiet parking lot on a Sunday afternoon, which I'm sure is still illegal, but I don't care. But
didn't he hit somebody or something like that?
He didn't hit somebody.
What happened?
Didn't he kill somebody that
day? No, he hit a curb.
Oh, that was
that's what I get to do.
There you go.
Thanks after his old man.
Yes.
But he's a great kid. Yeah. Happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday, Ben. That's awesome, man. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. In the very first episode of The Golden Girls, which Golden Girl was getting married? 215-263-WMMR. I don't know the answer, Nick, so you're going to have to give me an indicator here. We'll go to Jill. Hi, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jill, which Golden Girl was getting married in the very first Golden Girls episode?
Blanche Devereaux.
She's right.
Yeah. Very good. Hang on, Jill. For your correct answer, we give you a $50 Metro Diner gift card. Celebrate Metro Diner's 30th anniversary with the return of past menu favorites, including their chicken parmesan pasta and sandwich, both topped with warm marinara and melted Provel cheese. And you can stay up to date on all anniversary news at MetroDiner.com.
She was going to marry a guy named Harry, but it turns out he was a scam artist and a bigamist.
Oh, no.
He was going to take Blanche for her money.
What?
And she was slutty. Yeah. And so but they'd only known each other for a week. And then we're going to get her married a week after that. But then the cops interceded. Thankfully, she did not get married to Harry.
And then he went on an episode of Sister Wives after that.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Moved on.
All right. So at the box office this weekend, number one was The Woman King. It made $19 million. Followed by Barbarian. Pearl, See How They Run was fourth. Then you had Bullet Train, Top Gun, DC League of Super Pets. The Invitation was eighth, followed by Minions, The Rise of Gru, and then Moonage Dream was number 10. Things still seem a bit rocky between the Sussexes and the royal family. Page Six reports that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were uninvited from a pre-funeral reception at Buckingham Palace on Sunday for world leaders and foreign royals. Apparently, the couple originally received an invitation to the event, but a spokesperson for King Charles told the outlet the invite is for working members of the royal family.
Which is not you.
To make matters worse, it was reported that Harry and Meghan found out about the news themselves through the media. And a royal source told Page Six, Harry and Meghan actually got the invitation, and no one has actually told them they are uninvited. I'm told they only found out that they were uninvited by reading press reports.
Oh, my God. Do you think any of this is true?
I don't know.
Some of it might be. Probably. There is apparently a video of King Charles wiping his ass with their invite. And, so who knows? It could be fake.
Following the death of the Queen, her coffin has been lying in state at Westminster Hall. They are now obviously going through the funeral as we speak. The question is, what celebrities are joining the miles-long queue to pay their respects? So since this is the Entertainment Report, I figured I would throw this in here. Bear Grylls was pictured outside Westminster Abbey, one of the first confirmed celebrities in attendance. Another confirmed attendee is Killing Eve actress Sandra Oh, who will attend the funeral as part of the Canadian delegation.
That's interesting.
The star will take part in a procession of national honors, as part of the service, joining fellow Canadians musician Gregory Charles and Olympic swimmer Mark Tewksbury. Over the past week, the likes of David Beckham, Holly Willoughby, Philip Schofield, and Tilda Swinton were among those viewing the Queen's coffin. Beckham had been a vocal supporter of the Queen for years, and he was recently praised by fellow royal fans for queuing for 13 hours with members of the public before becoming tearful as he bowed his head to Her Majesty's coffin in respect inside the hall.
He got a little upset because they escorted Carrot Top ahead of him, mm-hmm. and that made him furious.
Other celebrities rumored to attend the funeral, which is thought to see over 2 million people line the streets, include Sir David Attenborough. Mm. The naturalist was born just weeks after the late monarch, and the pair shared a close working relationship and friendship. Sir Elton John is another who has worked closely with the royal family throughout his career, and he's supposed to be there. Other names in the mix for funeral guest lists include racing driver Sir Jackie Stewart, who knew the Queen through his friendship with her daughter, Princess Anne. So he's been a longtime friend. Elsewhere, Andrew Lloyd Webber, also rumored to be attending the monarch funeral, as is pop star and Take That member Gary Barlow. The duo co-wrote the song Sing for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee in 2012. They performed it privately for Her Majesty at the composer's own home. There's further speculation about whether James Bond star Daniel Craig will be there. He famously appeared with the Queen at the opening of the 2012 London Olympics.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine that he'd be there. I hope he is.
Other names swirling around the rumor mill include Stephen Fry and Dame Helen Mirren. There will be plenty of world leaders, obviously, in attendance. And Queen Elizabeth's funeral, by the way, will be the first state funeral held in the UK since the televised funeral of Sir Winston Churchill in 1965.
That's amazing.
That is.
Did you see the thing they did with the family members where they had them stand basically at attention around her coffin?
Yeah.
There were Charles, William, and Harry were standing there in their dress outfits and their military outfits. And then they did it with a couple other family members, and they stood basically in place for 15 minutes around.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of touching.
So the coverage is happening as we speak. So there's they'll have the highlights and things to check out later on, but it's they're covering it live right now. I have some other stories to get to in the entertainment realm. We'll go with this. Following her Emmy win for her performance in The White Lotus, Jennifer Coolidge told Allure magazine that a bad spray tan sent her to the hospital right before filming the series.
How can a bad spray tan send you to the hospital?
She said, for The White Lotus, I didn't want to look like a big white marshmallow on the beach in Hawaii, so I got a spray tan, I got on the plane, and I started to feel really weird. And by the time I got off the flight, I had to go to the emergency room. Gosh.
Jesus.
The health scare changed things on the set as well. She said, I think we ended up using regular makeup. She said, the minute we stopped filming, I would shower. I have such a quick reaction to stuff. So something...
Have you ever heard of that? Anybody having a bad reaction to a spray tan?
Gave her an adverse reaction.
Hey, figure it's going right on your skin, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard of that, but it doesn't sound completely out of the realm. But yeah, something in there was adverse to her. Interesting. Blake Lively has had enough of the paparazzi. Ah. On Saturday, the actress took to Instagram to share photos of her pregnant belly and to send the paparazzi home. She revealed that she is pregnant with her fourth child during the red carpet for the Forbes Power Women's Summit last week. She said, here are photos of me pregnant in real life, so the 11 guys waiting outside my home for a sighting will leave me alone. You freak me and my kids out, she captioned that series of photos. And she included, of course, Ryan Reynolds, her sister Robin, and her friend Taylor Swift. She added, thanks to everyone else for all the love and respect and for continuing to unfollow accounts and publications who share photos of children. You have all the power against them. And thank you to the media who have a no kids policy. You make all the difference. Much love.
So. I think it's wild. You forget that Robin Lively is her sister. But yeah, I'd like to get her on the show, Robin Lively, for Christ's sake.
Well,
didn't we try?
She was available. I forget what ended up happening.
She should be available now because she's in something that's on right now, and it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I don't want to spoiler alert
wink,
anything,
wink.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyhow, look into it because, yeah, she's great. All right, so a month after Ezra Miller announced that they were seeking treatment for complex mental health issues, a new expose published by Vanity Fair revealed more details about the Flash actor's problematic behavior over the years. According to the publication, Miller's issues got worse in 2020 when film production came to a halt due to COVID. And with no plan, they went to Iceland where they first made headlines for choking a woman. Remember that, obviously.
Yes, not good.
A source told Vanity Fair, Miller would talk about the metaverse and the medicine and how they're the messiah and what their work is here. And said, spiritual practice is to be among the people, which means party. So when in Iceland, Ezra was out nonstop at raves and would go on benders for 2 or 3 days at a time.
Oh, boy.
At Miller's home in Vermont, they allegedly also had an altar that featured marijuana, sage, bullets, and figurines of the Flash.
Well, I have figurines of the Flash, too, so I'm missing the other ones.
According to a source, Miller took on the character's superhero identity, claiming that the Flash is the one who brings the multiverse together, just like Jesus. So that's the story there.
It's probably going to take a little longer than we had thought.
Yep, possibly.
It might take a little more effort.
Well, speaking of taking some time, Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune host, obviously, 40 years now, hinted recently that his time on the show may soon come to an end.
I don't want this to happen, and I will not let this happen.
In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, he said, years go by fast. We're getting near the end. It's been a long time. We're not going to do this for another 40 years, and the end is near.
Did you know that Wheel of Fortune show is about 3 years on Jeopardy?
Yeah, it's been around longer.
Yeah.
It's an honor to have been in people's living rooms for that long. People were out there welcoming us. We're happy and proud. Sajak didn't indicate whether he has concrete plans to retire soon, as the hosting legend has made similar comments in the past interviews. It's unclear exactly how near the end may be.
Geez, why would you? We've always said it's such a plum job.
Well, he's 75.
Yeah.
He just, you know, ready to move on, I guess, and settle down. As part of a recent contract renewals, he and Vanna White are set to stay with the show through at least 23-24 season. Sajak did, however, remark on the show's long run. He said it's aired since it's premiered in 1975, and he said in most television shows by this time, you would have said, that's probably enough, but this show will not die. He said, it appears I may go on, I may go before the show.
His daughter is a perennial. She'll pop up at the end. I guess she's handling all the social media side of everything for the show. And she's gorgeous. Have you ever seen her?
Nope.
Yeah.
Wheel is the longest-running syndicated game show in the U.S. and has inspired several spinoffs. One of those is Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, the third season of which premieres September 25th. I've never seen Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
I have.
Is it any good?
If the celebrities are good, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vanna said that she's most excited for Snoop Dogg's appearance.
Because they used to date.
No.
Yeah, no.
Sajak, however, is still hoping someone else will eventually sign on as a contestant. Excuse me. He wants Meryl Streep. He said, that's all I want, but she won't come on because she found out that you can't win an Oscar for this, he joked around about. So he's looking at the end of that that career.
You remember there was a time years ago, Preston, where he had a late night show.
They were
touting him as another Letterman.
He was so popular
that
they're like, this guy's a natural for it. And it was just okay.
He was good.
It was kind of vanilla.
Yeah, it was a little too vanilla, right?
On Saturday, Kourtney Kardashian Barker posted a series of mirror selfies in lingerie from her Lemmy Nutritional Supplements photo shoot.
Do you like what you see?
Many people commented speculating on whether...
Are you pitching a tent?
Whether or not she was pregnant.
Ah.
One person
wrote,
wait a minute, did I miss that she's pregnant? And she responded, nope, but you're missing a woman's body. Okay.
The hell does that mean?
Another user commented, real body, so refreshing.
Yeah, real body, okay. So refreshing.
I mean, she's got a little bit of a pooch, and some people were saying, oh, my God, she's got a little bit of a belly that she must be pregnant.
Ah, God, okay.
Seriously? Real body, except for the face. Yeah.
So what's her company again?
This is from Lemmy, L-E-M-M-E.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't know.
It's maybe Queef.
Maybe it's a tribute to...
Swunt.
Motorhead.
Motorhead, most likely.
Swunt.
Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee Ralph is receiving a lot of love following her win at the 74th Emmys and a TikTok shared by her son. Ralph reads a card that was sent along with a bouquet of flowers by Beyonce.
Mm.
She received congratulatory flowers from Oprah as well. Vice President Kamala Harris called her to celebrate. She said she called and I had to say we did it, Kamala. We did it. It was great. She said, it's been wonderful. The governor from Pennsylvania called, the mayor from Philadelphia. So I guess Jim Kenny called because the show takes place.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Abbott Elementary in Philadelphia.
We should have called then because
we should have. Yeah,
she was probably waiting for a call.
She said, everybody's happy. Jamaica's over the moon. It's been amazing, she read. So
I guess that's where she hails from.
Good for her. Entertainment Tonight reports that Jared Leto and Valerie Kaufman have gone their separate ways.
No!
I know.
Oh, how can this be?
You're slightly upset about that.
I'm just trying to give a little energy to the report.
A source told...
No!
A source told the outlet that since the split... I don't know. The Morbius star is single and has been dating around.
Well, if I look like Jared Leto, I'd be dating around.
Yeah. So Valerie Kaufman is her name. I know nothing about her. I don't know who she is.
You're nothing.
Yeah.
Hopefully someday love will find him, you know?
Yes.
Nothing. Nothing is over.
Nothing!
In that department, so... Actually, this will be over. Variety reports that while Woody Allen was in Europe working with his on his 50th film, he announced that he is retiring from making movies.
That's okay.
His final film is set in Paris and will be shot in French. The publication reports that Allen has been shooting more in Europe since facing backlash in the U.S. for the abuse allegations against him. So,
well, listen, the early Woody Allen films I loved, and some of the ones that were considered more artsier, like Interiors and Crimes and Misdemeanors. But I one of the most...
I never saw any of those movies.
Oh, my God.
I just remember, like, Take the Money and Run and Bananas.
Did you see Midnight in Paris? That was, like, 10
years
ago.
That's kind of cute.
I like that one. Owen Wilson kind of goes back in time and meets all these writers. And I think, like, in the last two decades, that's the only one that really grabbed me. Mm. But I think that's a good movie.
According to the Hollywood Reporter, Kate Winslet was hospitalized in Croatia following an accident on the set of her upcoming historical drama film, Lee.
About Lee Majors?
Yeah, it's all about the $6 Million Man, Lee Majors, his marriage to Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett. Who's she playing? Is she playing Oscar Goldman in the $6 Million Man?
I think she's playing Oscar,
an actress she is.
Winslet's representatives told the outlet Kate slipped and was taken to a hospital as a precautionary measure required by the production. She is fine and will be filming as planned this week, they said.
Is she still your number one case?
No. McClane. That is who?
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine is definitely not my number one either. However, I used to have my threshold was 80,
right.
And Shirley MacLaine has now
boosted it.
Yeah, she boosted it. I also, me getting older.
Is even living a requirement now?
Yes. Okay. It's always going to be that will never change.
Okay. There has to be some inherent body warmth.
No, Salma Hayek is not my number one. Oh, gosh. The chick from Knives Out.
Anna de Armas.
Anna de Armas.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll go along with you on that.
Even Kathy's getting turned up.
Speaking of no one's looking. All right. And then this little story. Variety reports that several palm trees caught on fire at the Hollywood Bowl on Saturday. And it was as audience members were leaving a Sound of Music sing-along event.
They usually do end in burning palm trees, right?
Yeah. The Los Angeles Fire Department posted on its Twitter account that somewhat stubborn fire near the Hollywood Bowl, our 1,423rd emergency of the day, thankfully involves only vegetation.
There's that scene in the original Sound of Music where Maria Von Trapp leads the kids outside to set fire to the trees.
Yes.
I think that's what that has to do with.
Okay.
And you didn't get your matches.
And then, actually, one more story to pass along. The Broadway musical, The Phantom of the Opera, is closing after 35 years.
Wow. I saw it twice on Broadway.
No kid.
And I love it.
Phantom will play its final performance at the Majestic Theater on Saturday.
Get your tickets now.
February 18th of next year.
The first time I saw it, I went down to go to the bathroom during the intermission, and there was, I'll never forget it, about 50 women in line to the ladies' room crying, like uncontrollably.
No kidding.
Yes.
So according to the website, tickets are currently on sale for performances through January 22nd, 2023. They said, we expect the final block of tickets to be placed on sale shortly. Phantom is the longest-running show on Broadway.
It starts in a really cool way because they have this auction. Everything is taking place, and there's the chandelier that's kind of on the ground. And then you're basically getting a flashback. So as they're talking about it, all the lights come on, everything changes, and the chandelier lights up and lifts up to the ceiling.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. With iconic music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, it won Best Musical Tony Award in 1988. The musical largely takes place in a Paris opera house in 1881, which is haunted by the show's title character, who is obsessed with soprano Christine. International productions of the show will continue, but that's going to be it for Broadway.
I think you're really pretty.
Suddenly
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm a phantom of the opera. You will join me, and we shall sing songs together and crap.
He's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was Frank Stallone. Yeah.
Looks, it's so dank down here. It really stinks.
down here. Yeah.
Every time at the end of the day, I clean my underwears in the sinks.
Hey, Frank, can you just stick to the actual script, please?
Can you do that one again? Frankie.
Please. The words that you're supposed to read are on the page right there.
I can do this.
I'm making stuff up.
Really stinks.
Oh, God. Okay. I think we're ready to give you some clips here, gang.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can you stop that? Thank you very much.
Oh, come on. I hit the button.
Oh, come on. So, Quantum Leap, the 1989 series, is getting a reboot. And here, star Raymond Lee says Quantum Leap is never the same thing twice. Here we go.
Quantum Leap is thrilling, endless, and heartfelt. A fun, rollicking ride where no episode is ever the same because no two persons getting leapt into are the same.
Huh. What a way to sell it.
I know. I enjoyed that show.
Me too.
Scott Bakula, and I thought that was a fun program.
I know a lot of people loved it. I thought it was at its best when it touched on heavier topics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was, I was never a massive fan, but I know, yeah, it's iconic.
I think, my sister liked Scott Bakula. I don't know. It was just one of those shows, like, and back at the time, like, if that show was on, if somebody in your family liked that show, that's what everybody watched.
Well, that used to be the thing before everyone had nine different ways to watch something.
Yeah. Yeah,
whoever controlled the set controlled your destiny.
Totally.
Yeah. That was it.
Couldn't go to your phone.
I'll take my iPad in the back.
Couldn't go to your laptop or iPad, yeah. Quantum Leap premieres tonight, 10 o'clock on NBC. Here's the next clip. Dancing with the Stars is returning for its 31st season with new host. And in this clip, new host Alfonso Ribeiro explains his goals for the new season. Here we go.
But my goal is to bring the fun and the loving and the energy and the laughter back to the ballroom.
Yeah! He's co-hosting, right?
Correct.
With Tyra Banks.
And I don't remember if he one when he was a contestant or not. I know he made it pretty far because he's a really good dancer.
Mm-hmm. He's the kid. You know him. He was the kid in the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial.
I thought he was a singer.
No, she was a dancer.
Jinx, oh my God!
Dancing with the Stars premieres today, by the way, and that's on Disney Plus, it says.
It's also on ABC. It's got to be on ABC. They're not taking it off the network. They're filthy liars.
That's interesting. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's the entertainment report for today. All right. In just a moment, we are sending our crew off. This is something we've been waiting for a bit. We tried to get it started earlier this year. It couldn't happen. And now it is going to come to pass. We are sending Casey on his big adventure. And he's not alone.
No.
We've got some people that are going with him, too. And we're going to be able to check in through the course of this whole thing. What is this?
Written by Paul Williams, by the way.
This could become a habit. Opportunity.
I hope you guys listen to this nonstop.
Yeah,
I would.
On your trip. I know you would.
Three bodies were found roadside outside.
All right, so when we return, it's time to begin Casey's big adventure.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we send him off, and we're doing it with a little bit of fanfare. So hang out with us. We'll be back in a moment.
The energy, emotion, and epic concert experience that unfolded in Wembley Stadium earlier this month.
It's times like these to give and give.
Will now be transported to the more intimate Kia Forum Arena in Inglewood, California for part two of the Taylor Hawkins Tribute Concert. The good news? WMMR has two great seats for the show to give away. The bad news? Travel is up to you. So especially for our California area podcasters and streamers, we encourage you to enter now at WMMR.com. Heck, ping your friends on the West Coast and have them enter too. The contest is open to all, and we just want to review after the show. See the Taylor Hawkins Tribute Concert from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks coast to coast.
Can I? Yeah, there we go. 93.3 WMMR. It's Everything That Rocks, Preston and Steve Show. We are outside. My microphone doesn't work. Rob's working on it.
It is working.
All right, there we go. We're not hearing it. All right, anyhow. Hi.
Hi.
We are we're outside at One Bala Plaza here in Bala Cynwyd, and we're about ready to kick things off for Casey's Big Adventure. We will have to go through a couple of things first, but I'm going to describe what we're seeing here in a moment. In the meantime, let's go ahead and... Kathy, are we doing traffic from out here? All right, what's going on this morning?
95 northbound is jammed from Ridley Park to 420. There is an accident on the off-ramp. Traffic is getting by it. South on 95 slows Cotman to Bridge. The Vine westbound slowing 8th to Broad. The Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill. And then on the Schuylkill eastbound, that's backing up from Conshohocken into Belmont. The Boulevard to Spring Garden. Westbound University to South City to Belmont. 422 eastbound slows Trooper to 1st Avenue. And then in New Jersey, 42 freeway northbound backing up Coles Road to 55 northbound. Bound slowing from Deptford to the 42 freeway. This traffic report brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Get organic red, green, and black grapes for $2.79 a pound through September 20th while supplies last, plus Prime members save an extra 10%. Promo varies by location. See app for details. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. So we've taken things outside to get ready for the big departure. And before we begin and kind of describe the scene, we have some special pieces of music that are going to be played during this. O'Connor, go ahead and hit it, if you will, please. So we thought it would be best to have a little bit of fanfare as we are sending this crew off on the road for a coast-to-coast adventure.
Well, in times of yore, you would do a bit of a send-off and a blessing and a whole thing, and that's we're out here to make sure they go off in style.
Exactly. So we're going to, in a moment, I want to take a look at the vehicle. We haven't had a chance to do that yet and meet all the participants as they are going to be heading out shortly. The Casey is doing a quick drive-by. But we want to welcome from our friends at Subaru, who's here to help, actually, along the way, get things going, our good friend Matt Ritter.
You guys rock! Good morning, everybody.
Subaru of America. Nice to see you, Matt.
Listen, we are so glad to be here. We are so glad to be your chosen partner, your trusted partner through the Casey's Great Adventure, and looking forward to a terrific week as they travel across country. This is going to be awesome. We can't wait.
Nice. And so initially, Casey was going to be heading out in an Outback, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Outback Wilderness Edition. But then he's bringing along some guests, right?
Yes.
So we need a little more room. So why not put him in the Subaru Ascent, which is our 7 or 8 passenger vehicle, depending on how you look at it. So he's got some room for plenty of guests. And more importantly, we got 19 cup holders because I'm sure they're going to have a few nice cold beverages along the way. Non-alcoholic, of course.
Yes.
And,
which, by the way, you guys have been on a road trip, and you know what the car looks like a couple of hours into the road trip.
This is as good as it's
going
to
look all week.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's probably going to lose that new car smell between here in California. So I did bring along some Lysol wipes and some garbage bags, which I think is going to be critical for this whole trip.
All right. Well, let's kind of wander over that way, if you guys don't mind. We have a an operation here of wired microphones that we all have to move together like children holding hands walking through the city.
While we're wandering, real quick, my daughter, Finley Ritter, is listening right now, and she's got to get to school. So, Finley, have a great day. Be your best and have fun.
That's awfully nice, Finley. All right. So we're headed over to the Ascent, and here is our traveler, Casey Boy. Get in here. Get a mic.
All right. I got a mic.
All right. So this is going to be your home for the next 5 days or so.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to spend any time with it yet?
I did. You know, I came and picked it up on Saturday, brought it home with me on Saturday just so I had a car to take here so I didn't leave my car in the parking lot, but also wanted to get familiar with it, load some stuff into there. Thank God we have plenty of room, right? Because, listen, I'm just a little guy, right? I'm only 5'7", but Kyle and Jackie are like 6'3", so we need a little bit of leg space for those guys, you know, not only in the front seat, but especially in the back seat. So, I got everybody a present. Well, we're going to have to share, right, because the guy driving can't use it. But I went to Home Goods yesterday, and I bought pillows for everybody to sleep in the car.
Look at you.
Right? Yeah.
Nice.
That might be in addition to the new Subaru, Matt. Do you think so? Built-in pillow?
That's a great idea. Why? That's perfect.
So is this a case? Is this a 2 rows, 3 rows?
It is 3 rows, but we've taken the 3rd row, and we have, if you guys want to, I'll show you in the back here.
We
put the 3rd row down because we needed some cargo space. Jackie, you still haven't put your bags in?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, then here you go. Throw some bags.
We have some room left back there. All right. Even got a cargo net.
Shampoo?
He brought a bag of shampoo. Of course, Casey, he did.
We've loaded you up with snacks. It's going to make you want to probably visit Doctor Now when this is all over, if you consume all these.
And by the way, this is my karaoke machine, by the way.
That's amazing.
I brought this specifically for Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle is a great singer, and Casey's expecting them to have some karaoke moments as they are going. So there's a mic that'll hook up to that and a speaker and the whole thing?
Two wireless mics.
Oh, my God.
Did you get disco lights?
Yeah.
You got disco lights? Yeah. And Matt, is that you guys provided all those snacks?
It's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah, there's Fritos, Doritos, Mint Oreos, Goldfish. It is, like I said, he's going to be on my 600-pound life if they consume all these between now and the end of the week.
That's astonishing.
All right, Casey's actually going to fire up the karaoke machine right now.
Yeah, so here it is.
Oh, my God.
Kyle, you want to sing us a song real quick? You want to sing us off?
Sing us an old song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, a little Amazing Grace.
One note.
Yeah.
So that's, does it have songs programmed into it, Case?
No, what you do is it's got a Bluetooth, right?
Oh, I'm talking into the wrong microphone.
There you go.
That's okay.
I like
it's got, yeah. It's got a Bluetooth, so you can, it hooks up to your phone or, you know, an iPad or whatever, so you can run the music through there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And then there's a ton of like YouTube karaoke stuff, or if you just want to sing along to a song in your iPod, you can do that.
So, Kyle, are you well-versed in the Phish catalog or no?
Is there a whole lot of lyrical content in Phish music? A couple of songs. The songs that Trey writes, yes.
Wait, are there any rules for the card that the three of you have talked about?
Oh, yeah, good question.
No rules, man.
No rules?
Holds barred. No holds barred.
All right, what about trading off, driving, all that stuff?
Well, I feel like the driver needs to be very vocal if he's tired, right?
Did you notice Jackie was just tugging on his nutsack? He was like... What was that about?
He's always doing that.
Listen, I can see...
That was one of the rules I was wondering about, Case.
So, like, when my kids were tired, they had their telltale signs. My son, he would grab his ears, and my daughter, she would, like, fiddle with her nose and suck her thumb. Jackie tugs on his nutsack when he's a little tie-tie.
I can see the contours of his foreskin right now.
Yeah.
You can see it right through his pants.
Well, you know how Carol Burnett used to tug on her ear?
Yeah. I'm excited for this, and... I don't have any rules, you know. You guys can do whatever you guys need to do. But honestly, if you're tired, just pull over. We got three drivers here. We've got basically a 14-hour first leg.
Who's taking now? Jackie?
I'm taking the first leg.
All right, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just out of the gate, and then Jackie will take
it.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's fantastic.
And they're going to have clear skies getting across the country, which is important.
Really? Did we check the weather forecast across the nation? Okay.
So we're looking to clock how many miles today?
It's like close to 900 miles today.
900 miles. God. All right.
Yeah, and the reason behind that is we wanted to get a big chunk out of the way in case there's some problems of pausing. We want to make sure you guys get there Friday because your flights, you have to get there by the weekend.
Yeah.
Your flights bring you back.
And, I mean, let's be honest. There's really not much to see in Ohio and Indiana.
Whoa, hold on. I heard this morning. I'm from Ohio. And notice you don't live there anymore. You're gonna love it. Let me tell you something. You're going to be about an hour north of where you are.
Okay.
But I'm from Belle Fountain, Ohio. Let me give you a little bar trivia about Belle Fountain, Ohio. It's like Hobbit Town. Everyone has hairy knuckles.
Exactly. In addition to that. Thank you. In addition to that. Ohio, Belle Fountain, Ohio is home to the first concrete street in America, 1892.
No.
Marjorie!
Yeah!
Whoa, Ohio!
All right, well then, but I've never been to Ohio, so I'll be paying like, close special attention to everything. As I think I'm going to give the car to Jackie, so he can drive through Ohio, and then, Indiana. Not much going on in Indiana.
I'm liking what I'm seeing here, Casey. As far as you guys have done a whole bunch of tech, rigging up the car with cameras.
Yeah.
Do we, a little preview of what we got as far as...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you want, maybe we can grab... Kyle might be able to explain it because he went through this the tech setup with Nick Murphy. So
when we're talking about the coverage and pressing you made reference to it earlier this morning, that it'll exceed the limits of the show and be around the clock.
Yes.
This is what this is about.
We have the high quality iPhones that we'll be using on the windshield. We have mounted a couple of iPhone mounts, and we are going to be broadcasting from Zoom from the car, and And I have some systems set up here. We're going to try to do some multi-camera switching inside the vehicle as well.
Excellent. I can see that. You have left, right, and center set up there.
Yes.
So there's plenty of mounts to get different angles.
We're trying to get as much coverage inside the vehicle as possible to capture all of the wonderful anxiety.
Well, you know, the big concern, Casey wants to get those quiet moments when Jackie opens up and talks about really one day hoping to wear underwear. That's what we're looking for. So, yeah.
Jackie, come over here. Get a little bit closer. So, wait, you didn't pack any underwear?
No, I think I'm good to go. Okay. I have big shirts. I'm covered down to my knees. Very gothic looking.
You're not covered down to your knees at all.
Not right now.
Yeah. Your knees.
You're not even close.
Your ass is covered.
I can see everything.
Look up, Kat Press.
Hold on, Kyle, are you packed for the full week in that backpack?
No, my bag is back there.
All right, okay.
We have room for you, too, you know.
You know, Jackie's pants are always so tight, I can literally see a polyp in his ass.
I'm looking forward to the week with Jackie's penis.
Yeah. Yep. All angles, like you said.
Jackie, by the way, who's going to be covering for you while you're gone? Who's going to be on the air?
I think it's Sarah. I think it's Brent. I think it's Ray.
Everybody's sharing the wealth.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Thanks to everyone for stepping up and doing that, too, because we're covering a couple of things. But this should be, Preston, it could not be a better day, a better situation.
No.
We just hope it carries all the way through the country.
And we are going to send these guys off with a bit of a fanfare. So on the way, and we'll have this video-wise for you guys to see, but we have the Union Fire Department here this morning.
Yeah.
And we have the Positive Movement Drumline, who is going to be marching these guys out as they leave. And not only that, I believe the Union Fire Department is going to do a nice little surprise and do a traditional send-off here.
Excellent, excellent.
With some water involved. And then, Matt Ritter, you wanted to mention something?
I got a couple of things. Casey, real quick. You said there's not much to see in Indiana. This vehicle that you're driving was built in Lafayette, Indiana, at Subaru Indiana Automotive, just about 45 minutes north of where we're going to be passing through. So there's something to see there, the Subaru plant. If you want to stop by, let me know.
Well, maybe I'll take this there so I can show it where it was born.
There you go. Now, I've got something for you. You're going to be hitting some national parks along the way.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, the first one I'm hitting is tomorrow in St. Louis.
Yep. Gateway Arch is actually a national park.
Subaru is the largest corporate donor for the National Park Foundation. So we have something for you. Here's a National Parks pass. You have to worry about getting it.
No way!
You're going to drive right in and be ready to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Do I have to leave Kyle and Jackie outside?
Until the background check is done.
Okay.
You're right. There are no secrets to Jackie's pants. And finally, you know what? We felt that it's time to start teasing camp out a little bit.
Yeah.
So Subaru is going to donate $1 for every mile driven between here and the end of your road trip.
Get out of here.
To fill abundance.
Wow.
And kind of get started for camp out a little bit. So we're looking forward to that. I spoke with Lori Jones over the weekend, and she's excited about that. So have a safe trip. This vehicle, by the way, speaking of safety, again, Subaru's proud to be your trusted partner in this trip. This is an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, highest rating for front driver crash prevention, thanks to our award-winning EyeSight system. So you're in great hands with the Subaru Ascent, and I doubt you're going to have any issues, but should you have any challenges, we have a wonderful network of Subaru retailers across the country set up and ready to take care of you should you have any issues.
Awesome, yeah. Well, we're going to have to take the long way now that I know that they're donating money per mile.
Yeah, true. Now you got to clock those miles.
Stretch it out as far as you can. But we can't thank Subaru enough for partnering with us on this. And we knew we could count on them, obviously. And you're definitely going to feel safe in that vehicle as you guys go screaming across the country.
it's a lot of distance to cover.
And not only that, our friends from Marriott Hotels are helping out, too, with some places for these guys to stay. Because, you know, contrary to what Jackie believes, they are going to stop. And they're going to sleep, and they're going to eat,
and
they're going to go to the bathroom,
They can go to the bathroom,
What if you have to go to the bathroom? Jackie, do you have a bathroom plan as you're driving across the country?
Matt just whispered into my ear, after the third row, there is a bathroom.
There's a small bathroom in the back there. Okay. You know what? I think we should probably get these guys on the road.
It's sort of bittersweet because we don't want to see them go, but
I know.
We kind of want to see them go.
Casey, however, is filling a cooler right now. So he is smashing a bag of ice on the ground and making sure that they do have nice cold drinks to have along the way. Casey didn't do this ahead of time?
Okay. I mean, you could just pull out of the parking lot.
Do
the
do it later on. After
just do it 5 minutes.
Why don't you do a quick tire rotation while we're in there?
So, and what we're going to do is, we have the positive movement drumline. Is Fox 29 here, or they haven't made it yet?
I haven't seen it.
All right, so I haven't seen them either. Anyway, they were supposed to be here.
Well, they're missing out on the story of the year.
So we are going to, we're going to have the positive movement drumline leading the Subaru as they head out of the parking lot. And as they go past, we have the Union Fire Department, ladder 28 and engine 28 here. And they actually have the ladder extended. And they are going to be passing through like a gauntlet of vehicles.
Oh.
And I believe they might hose down the vehicle as it goes through.
I think I'm going to cry.
As kind of a nice tribute. Is that Steve Wilson from Wilson Secret Sauce right over there? Hey, man. What's up, buddy? Just came walking up. I love it. Giving Casey a nice setup. All right, Casey, are you done?
I'm ready.
Okay. Why don't we have Kyle and Jackie getting in place. They're going to take the Subaru back through the fire department. Then we're going to do the ceremonial launch as they head out, being led by, like we said, the positive movement drumline and working their way through the fire trucks here. Casey's doing a few more goodbyes. He wants to take care of some business. Case, anything else you want to say before you hit the road?
All right, let's light this candle.
Yeah. All right. I like it. All right, so go back there, get behind the drum line. They're going to lead the way until you come up here, and then you're going to peel off, and then you guys are going to head out on your adventure. So the three of them climbing into the vehicle. And you guys have done road trips before, right?
Oh, yes, many
You know what
times.
It's like when you first get in the vehicle,
Yay!
You slide in. Hey, all right, this feels good. I'm comfy. I'm ready to go.
They're
going
to get to the bottom of Belmont, and they're going to be like, how many more hours we have
to do? Totally. Yep, yeah. That's it. All right.
You already
lost a set of keys. You lost keys?
Yeah, I gave Kyle a key, and I said, hey, do you have the other set of keys? He said, I gave it back to you. I said, no, you didn't. And now he's got it.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, yeah.
So go get in the starting place. We need to do a ceremonial beginning. We can move over this way, I think, get out of the way, and we'll see them as they come by. So, no, don't spray them yet.
Not yet.
Don't. Okay, they're doing it anyway. No, that's okay. It doesn't matter. All right, so...
That's okay. It
all the best laid plans.
Is the drum corps going to get wet?
The drum corps is not going to get wet. Well, hopefully they know this. Hopefully that Marissa, I don't know if she can hear us, is going to go and tell them to not spray the water until after the drum line goes through, because I would hate for those guys and their equipment to get soaking wet. Marissa is running over to us right now. She's jogging. And what's up, Marissa?
So the cue for the drum line will be the sirens of the fire truck. So you give me a sign when you guys are ready for him to go.
Oh, okay. For them to begin walking?
Oh, I love that.
I'm ready whenever, man. Whenever they get in place. So Casey is pulling up behind the drum line. And when they are in place, I'll give Marissa the thumbs up. But I can't see her now. There it is. All right. And there we go. This officially means that the road trip is beginning. Jackie is out of the vehicle. He's actually leading
the
procession. He's waving them on as the drum line makes its way in front of One Bala Plaza.
Oh, my God.
He's dancing. I love it.
It's like having a three-year-old with him.
Yeah, it is. That's their kid for the week.
Now, Casey may want to back up a little bit so the drum line doesn't get...
Oh, the humanity!
Completely knocked on their asses by the spray from the fire department. But Union Fire Department is set up, and they're about ready to pass through, making a ceremonial begin to this journey. A young man's dream.
Ever since we have known Casey, this has been a dream of his to drive across country.
Yep.
I scarcely imagine he thought he would leave on such a trip in such a fine fashion.
The positive movement drumline on their way. And, Steve, I also have this little blessing to pass
yes,
along.
Yes, by all means.
All right, and they're being sprayed by water now.
Oh, no.
And here comes the drumline as they're getting closer. This is how you do it, folks.
God, they sound good.
They do sound good. And here comes Casey. Jackie, and Kyle. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. We love you.
We love you.
Bye, Jackie.
If you get hungry, eat.
If you have to go to the bathroom, go.
If you have to go to the bathroom, go.
And we'll give them this blessing. An Irish sailor's blessing. May the road lie smooth before you. May a gentle breeze waft from your shorts and women's leggings. May sunshine warm your face regardless of the shadow cast by your nose. And may kindness warm your soul as your heart is warmed by the songs of Gino Vannelli. And until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you safe. Tarantula! And they are off.
Oh, my God. I feel emotional.
I know. That was so funny.
I know. Yeah.
So we are going to have the ability to check in with them live throughout the entire thing. In fact, we'll probably do it here shortly just to make sure that all our equipment is working and that they are indeed embarking upon their journey.
I'm envious because you're so right. There's such a high when you take off on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
That degenerates
pretty quickly. Yeah.
Over the course of the trip. But as you catch the silhouette as they're driving by, it looked like Casey was driving an old Jewish grandmother.
Yes.
Sitting, right? Did you notice that, Matt Ritter?
Yeah.
His silhouette looks like an old woman.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that he's going to get angry with Jackie at some point?
Yes.
You
know what, okay. Wait, Joe Bell said to me, you know, how do you think they're going to do? And I almost said he's going to get angry at him at some point, and then I stopped myself. I just said, we'll see how it goes.
Casey they love each other.
It's clear love.
It's almost a paternal child relationship.
But Jackie is the child in that relationship.
Yes. It's bizarre that Jackie is the child in that relationship.
He is,
you know what I mean?
He is the kid for the week, for sure.
But Casey's a child, too.
How many times, Preston, will you be reporting in the Bizarre File on alien sightings throughout the country as he makes it from town to town? Because they've never seen anything like Jackie.
No, absolutely not. Especially through the Midwest. They're in for a shock. So I can't believe they're on the way and that this is actually taking place. So I'm excited about it, and hopefully things go smoothly. But as anybody who's ever been on a road trip know that that's virtually impossible, especially if you're going all the way across the country.
No.
So,
I love the plans that are in place. Like, everything that they have, and I'm like, first hurdle that they have to get over, I'm like, let's see how this goes.
Tomorrow is shaping up to be, it's going to be wonderful for them, but also nostalgic for you, Preston.
Yeah, because they're stopping in my old hometown of St. Louis, first stop, and we got some things planned that they're going to try to achieve during that that little stopover. Thank you, guys. By the way, come over here real quick. I want to thank the Positive Movement Drumline for being here this morning. Your name again?
Tony. Everybody call me Mr. Why Not. Tony backwards.
Mr. Why Not. I love that, man. Thank you guys for coming out here this morning.
Yes, thanks for having us.
You were here for a while back for Casey's birthday, and it was a huge hit, and we couldn't think of anybody better than to lead the charge. So, but you guys are for hire and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yes. You could go on our website, which is www.whoyourockinwith.org. That's W-H-O, the letter U-R-O-C-K-I-N-W-I-T.org.
All right, and you'll come out and do all kinds of events, right?
Oh, yes.
How many people are you when the full drumline is ready to go?
So far, we got 17 people coming to practice.
Wow.
And
we
just marched around the Tioga area last night, and we had a few parents to come out. It was maybe around, 9 o'clock p.m., so we was probably waking people up. But everybody came out, and they loved us, and we had a few parents that were saying they was going to come out to our practice today.
All right. Excellent. Yes. And who are your drummers here with you this morning?
We have Miss Kat, we have Miss Shauna, and we have Antoine.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for being here. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, thanks again for having us.
And I think you gave us some good vibes to send them off on their trip across the country.
Oh, yes. You already know. Put down the guns and pick up some drums for better communities.
I love
that. These guys are great.
Thank you guys for being here this morning.
You.
All right.
Yeah.
The Positive Movement Drumline. And, of course, the Union Fire Department. I can't believe they went ahead and did that. Thank you guys. You guys are the best.
Awesome.
We love you. And thank you to Yep, there you go. And Matt Ritter of Subaru, man, we couldn't do it without you, bud.
Well, listen, thanks so much for choosing Subaru, and thanks to the entire Subaru family for making all this possible. Thanks, everybody who helped out.
Yep, and we'll obviously see you around Camp Out for Hunger Time. So
for a full-blown camp out.
Yep, totally. Yep, yeah, we're doing the full thing. So with that, I think we're done, and we're ready to head back inside and put the show on and check in with these guys and see how we're doing. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back in a moment. Connor, we'll go into commercials and be up there in a second. Stay with you. Good luck!
Woo! If you like what you hear, you can see it too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on Xfinity On Demand.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I miss him already.
I know.
I miss him already.
I'm excited. It's so conflicting.
Mm. Casey, Jackie, Kyle, Casey's Big Adventure, they're on the road. They headed out. We had
Where do you think they are now, Preston?
Big send-off. Oh, I don't know.
Do you think
maybe the Schuylkill Expressway, maybe the Conshohocken Curve,
how
something
exotic.
Like that.
So,
wow.
Wait, seriously, though, which way are they going?
They're 76. Headed west. So yeah.
They're on 76. Took 76.
Yeah. Yeah. You hop on the PA Turnpike and then drive that all the way across the state.
Yep. So they'll be heading up the Northeast Extension. No, don't do that. That's the wrong way.
Don't go that way.
They're heading Preston, we're at Jack Frost.
they're heading on the Blue Route, and then they'll get on the Turnpike, and they will head west, and they'll be going west for a long time.
No, they're not on the Blue Route.
Okay.
No, they're just going to stay on 76 west to the Turnpike.
See, I go up that way.
Oh, okay.
I live off Northeast Extension, but you can shoot up there and jump on the Turnpike right there, too.
Yeah, but that'd be stupid.
Oh, shut up. Let's have a look at traffic and see what's going on. Kathy, which way would you go?
Well, fortunately, the accident is cleared on 95. They're not going that way. But 95 northbound between 452 and 420, you are still slow, but the accident on the off-ramp now gone. South on 95, jams from Cutman through to Bridge on the Vine. Westbound, you're slow 95 to Broad Street, and then jams the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill. Schuylkill eastbound, slowing 202 into Gulf Mills, the Blue Route to Belmont, the Boulevard to Spring Garden, westbound, Vera Avenue to South Street, City to Belmont, Gladwin out to Conshohocken. The Blue Route southbound slows from the Media Bypass to McDade Boulevard, 422 eastbound, slowing Oaks to First Avenue, and then in New Jersey. On the northbound side of the 42 freeway, you're jammed from Blackwood Clementon Road to 55, 55 northbound, heavy Deptford to 42. This traffic report brought to you by Whole Foods Market. It's not brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Yes, it is. It's brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
You
Prime
tease.
Members save on high-quality seafood at Whole Foods Market. Enjoy 20% off sustainable wild-caught fresh salmon fillets through September 20th. While supplies last, promo varies by location. See app for details. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thanks, guys. So we got like 3 minutes before we have to do our very first Yoo-Hoo Loop. Marissa, I'm going to change things. We're gonna do the B file afterwards. I don't want to interrupt in the middle of the bizarre file and then have to stop and do the contest because we're doing that right around 8 o'clock and today's the first day and I want to try to hit it right on time if we can. But just thinking about those guys heading off on that trip, the longest driving trip I ever took was my dad and I drove to the west, but we started in St. Louis, which is going to be Casey and company's first stop, but we headed straight out west, went through, you know, across Kansas into Colorado, and eventually went into, you know, New Mexico and up through Wyoming, and we kind of meandered around a little bit.
Right.
And we ended up in San Francisco, and that was several days of just, you know, being in the car and doing that standard and of course, I was a kid, so I couldn't drive. My dad was doing all the driving.
Well, on some of the rural roads, you could put your
car in. You know, you get back there. I was 13. What the hell? No, my job, and he'll never admit this, but I was the beer jockey.
Oh, really?
While my dad was driving. Press, why don't you reach back there and give me another beer? Oh, my God.
I was on the AC Expressway just the other day, and I saw a kid leaning. It was like standstill traffic, and he was in a pickup truck. He opened up the door and was leaning out into the cooler and grabbing drinks for the whole family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it wasn't beer. Well, maybe it was. Who knows? Maybe it's a progressive family.
Somebody's got to be the kind of go-to get stuff person when driving.
So you have the difference. So when I was doing, obviously when you were with the band and you were driving around, you were, you know, taking long trips. And when I was doing stand-up and I was driving around, the longest straight through driving around, you know, the clock was from New York to Chattanooga.
Okay.
And how long was that?
I'm probably wrong on this, but I'm going to think 10 hours, okay. 10, 11 hours.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, Nick. My dad drove from Phoenix to St. Louis nonstop.
Wow.
And that was almost a 24-hour drive. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Or it was an overnight drive, for sure. It took all that time.
I've done cross-country three times, and then... but the longest was... And this was, like, with four guys driving, but we did Lewisburg, PA, where I went to college, to Key West. And that was 24 hours on the nose. And the worst part about that drive was you get to Florida and you think, hey, we made it to Florida.
No.
And then,
you got
12 more hours from Jacksonville to get out to the Keys.
It's a freaking nightmare.
Long drives like this do not appeal to me. Like,
me either, Kathy.
I would rather get on, like, go, spend the time traveling to the airport, sitting in the airport, driving to, or, I mean, flying 2 hours or whatever it takes. Like, even if it's like a scenic ride, I understand that, and there are beautiful places, but to have to drive a long way like that, no.
Well, yeah. What if you were sitting not more than 2 feet away from Jackie's nutsack?
I think it's the not moving. No, I get antsy. You know what I mean? In that cramped space for a long time.
My limit is I could do 4 hours. That's like the most, and to me, that's like we're even teetering on too long.
The amazing thing is it makes you tired. People can't. That's why long haul truckers. You know, it's God bless you because it is. It wipes you the hell out. And you say, well, you're just sitting. No, it wipes you out when you drive those kind of distances.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, and Kathy, 4 hours is about right, too. Anything after that, it's like, okay. And like that last hour, if you're taking like a 5 or 6 hour drive, and then that last hour just seems to take forever.
Or when you know, when you've taken the trip and you've taken it. So when I would come down, when I was living in New York and coming down and working, when we were at Y100 Preston, the trip down would take about, especially like in the summer, with summer traffic, it'd take close to 5 hours. Going home from here back, 2.5 hours.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Like, so I'd sit there and I'd be like,
I know.
I've done the same distance at half the time.
Well, that's the thing. And then you have to drive back. Like, yeah. So you've had your fun at whatever location you've gotten to. The drive back is off. It's worse than going.
Fortunately, these guys are flying back. But the way things go with the airlines nowadays, who knows if they'll get back here or not.
Well, and if they get there in time.
Yeah, that's what we're going to wait and see. It's kind of the mission to get there on time. All right, speaking of time, it is 8 o'clock. That means this.
Yoo-hoo! Here it is. MMRs. Yoo-hoo Loot.
Oh.
Now, listen up. Here's your keyword.
You guys are going to love this. I don't know what the keyword is.
We will find out.
I just realized, I turned to Marissa and I'm like, I don't know what the word is.
Oh, that's great.
And
there you go.
She just brought it to me. Thank you. The word is club, okay, gang? C-L-U-B. You have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. We've been thinking so much about the Casey thing. Yeah. I wasn't ready for this. There are three ways for you to enter the word club. You can text it to the special contest short code, which is 45911. Or you can enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. And one random entry wins $1,000 in our company-wide contest. Each winner gets a call from Beasley. Make sure that you answer your phone. Contest rules available at WMMR.com. And it is sponsored by Horizon Services. So again, the word is club, C-L-U-B. Good luck to you.
Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And the Bizarre File brought to you this morning by Red Robin. You can choose any style Red Robin Tavern, double burger with bottomless fries and drink for just $10. Dine in only at participating locations in PA. Red Robin.
Yum.
Of course. All right. So doctors in Dublin conducting a surgery found dozens of batteries in a 66-year-old woman's colon and stomach.
What the hell?
A report of the incident detailed the patient's arrival at St. Vincent's University Hospital, where an X-ray revealed the foreign objects in her body. Miraculously, none were obstructing her gastrointestinal tract.
Did they go in by mouth or the other way?
Well, they were going to try not to go in at all initially. Doctors decided to wait in hopes that she would pass the batteries out of her body naturally.
She said she was feeling run down, Preston.
Though she released 5 AA batteries in the first week,
subsequent
X-rays showed that most were still stuck inside, and the woman began experiencing abdominal pain. Remember that she had dozens of them in there. After realizing that her distended stomach was hanging above the pubic bone due to the weight of the batteries, surgeons cut into her abdomen and successfully removed 46 batteries.
46 batteries? Why didn't she just eat a car battery?
Unfortunately for all involved, the additional batteries remained trapped in the colon. Doctors milked them into her rectum.
Nearly killed her.
To remove them from her anus.
We're going to milk these. There's about 9 horrible words in that sentence.
This brought the total amount of batteries she ingested, both AA and AAA, to a whopping 55.
Hey, were they rechargeable by any chance?
The journal said that, to the best of our knowledge, the case represents the highest reported number of batteries ingested at a single point in time.
What is this, like a thing? A competition?
It's like a record holder. The report reminded readers that ingestion of batteries is a serious, albeit unusual, method of self-harm. Its authors noted that the act can cause severe issues, including mucosal injury, perforation, and obstruction.
And crapping batteries.
The potential of cylindrical batteries to result in acute surgical emergency should not be underestimated, according to the report.
How did that person not die?
I don't know. Grisly details have emerged in the case of an Arkansas couple who are both charged with first-degree felony endangerment of a minor. Shannon Cox was arrested early last month after he had used a chop saw to cut off his own leg in front of his 5-year-old daughter her mother, Sandy Cox, left her at the home. Officers responded to reports of a man with an amputated leg when they found Cox lying naked in front of a residence with his leg missing. He was airlifted to a nearby hospital.
I have a chop, so I made a coat hanger.
His wife, Sandy, was not home at the time, but she told police that her husband was, quote, acting odd all day long.
Yeah.
But he never touched her and was only being verbally abusive.
Oh, good.
Sandy said he was telling her that he was Jesus Christ and that she needed to get right with the Lord. Sandy said he then became violent towards her and said that he was Satan.
So, wow, that turned.
I did, didn't it? He told
Jesus
Sandy
in the morning, Satan at night,
that he was going to twist her head off and continued to make verbal threats.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy then left the residence because she was scared that Shannon would kill her and went to stay with a friend, leaving their daughter there at the home with him.
Jeez. Why would you do that?
According to Corporal Jason Briscoe, he said, when I asked Sandy why she didn't take her daughter with her, she said that she was worried about Shannon killing her and wasn't worried about her daughter.
Oh.
The daughter, who was interviewed at a child advocacy center, confirmed that she was present at the time that her father amputated his own leg.
What you doing?
She still appeared to be in a state of shock, and it was recommended that she undergo counseling before further interview attempts. Shannon and Sandy have both been released on a $10,000 bond and are scheduled to return to court in mid-October.
Could you imagine leaving a kid with a guy who's going off like that?
No. And also, how do you not die if you cut your own leg off?
You put batteries up your ass.
That's probably what overlooking.
Yeah.
Okay. German customs officials say a trail of slime led them to a stash of almost 100 giant African land snails and other items hidden inside of bags at Dusseldorf Airport this month.
Have you ever seen one of these snails, Kathy?
No.
They're enormous.
Authorities said officials stumbled over one of the snails on a baggage truck and initially thought it was a toy until it started moving because it was so big.
Yeah.
By following the trail left by the 8-inch snail, they found a bag with a hole with another snail already peeping out of it, possibly preparing to dash for freedom.
How you doing?
In total, officials found 6 bags containing 93 giant snails, 62 pounds of fish and smoked meat, and a suitcase full of rotting meat. All have been imported from...
Is that how you pack for a trip?
All have been imported from Nigeria and were destined for an African goods store in Western Germany.
Preston, we forgot the bag with the large African snails for the trip.
The snails were handed to an animal rescue service in Dusseldorf after the meat was destroyed. A spokesperson said, never in the history of Dusseldorf customs office has a trail of slime led us to smuggled goods.
So I'm terrified of bringing more than 4 ounces of mouthwash in my luggage.
Yep.
And they're bringing these things.
Yeah, like 90 of them or something like
Kathy,
that.
Kathy, that's the size of the snail.
Oh, God.
All right, and it's the size of your entire hand, a whole human hand. That's how big they are. All right, and then one last story. An Arizona sheriff's office said a loose goat terrorized the community for hours before being apprehended and promptly urinating on a deputy. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said that the goat, which they dubbed Billy, terrorized some residents of Tonopah for hours by causing damage to a garage door and electrical cord before chasing a resident around a car. Deputies from District 2 were able to take Billy into custody, at which point he assaulted one of our deputies by urinating on them. Billy was put into special handcuffs and turned over to livestock control after the incident.
What does a goat golden shower go for?
It's got to be pretty pricey in some circles, I would imagine. And that is what I have in the bizarre file for you. All right, Yoo-hoo Loot, you still got about 10 minutes roughly to enter the word club. All right, actually not 10 minutes, you have 5 minutes. We go till quarter after. All right, so club is the word, C-L-U-B. So get on that now. Text it to our special contest short code number, which is 45911, or enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. It's brought to you by Horizon Services. We're going to take a break. Casey and Jackie and Kyle are on the road. Casey's big adventure has begun. We're going to check in with them in a little bit just to see how things are going. We'll return shortly. Stay with us.
The energy, emotion, and epic concert experience that unfolded in Wembley Stadium earlier this month.
It sounds like these to give and give.
Will now be transported to the more intimate Kia Forum Arena in Inglewood, California for part two of the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. The good news? WMMR has two great seats for the show to give away. The bad news? Travel is up to you. So especially for our California area podcasters and streamers, we encourage you to enter now at WMMR.com. Heck, ping your friends on the West Coast and have them enter too. The contest is open to all, and we just want to review after the show. See the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks coast to coast.
If you guys don't mind, I got a little shout out I would like to do. This is from Devin Mayer, who says, dear my favorite radio bizniches, Monday is not only Casey's big adventure, but it's also my 44th trip around the sun. Although I will not be on Casey's route out west, I will be relaxing on the beaches of the Outer Banks, listening to my favorite radio show. So with that 22, so with that, the 2022 has been less than kind to this girl, and it would make my day if on Monday or anytime next week I could get a birthday shout out to myself. It would be a great gift. Safe travels to the boys on their awesome adventure. Can't wait. Love yous. Gadzooks from Devin Mayer. So a sharp. Good. Happy 44th birthday to you, Devin. And then I got this. This is actually kind of a zap. And this was from Friday. I didn't see the email until this week. And it said, hey, on Friday morning at the Wawa on Tollgate Road in Quakertown, a guy pulled up to me and he was listening to MMR. He's in a kitchen and bath van truck next to the purple tow truck that I'm driving. If you could please give him a shout out, because I told him I would try to announce that he was listening.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a thank you, but this was on Friday, so better late than never. Thank you guys very much. That would be very appreciated. And also a shout out to all of you guys. I listen to you guys every day. As long as my Bluetooth is working in the trucks, I drive tow trucks for Preferred Towing in Quakertown. And I'm going to get your bumper stickers to put on the trucks. So anyhow, I don't want to make this long. I just want to say thank you guys for all that you do. When I was in a very dark place, he said, I thought of you guys along with Pierre Robert and the rest of the crew really brought me and my spirits back. You guys honestly saved my life. So thank you so much. This is from Rosario Pistone. in Quakertown. So thank you, Rosario. We appreciate that, and we're just happy you're doing okay. You want to zap them?
She's
go ahead. So that goes out.
Zap a cool, man.
That goes out to the person in the kitchen and bath truck that was listening.
No, that's very cool.
We appreciate
and
that.
I'm glad they came through their bad time.
Absolutely. So something else on Friday that I need to mention. We didn't get a chance to. We had such a great time on Friday. We had so many great guests on Billy Eichner and Godfrey and Don McCluskey came by.
Craig Robinson.
And it was just it was filled from beginning to end with guests. So we didn't get to do something that I love to do on Fridays. Would you mind if I do it on Monday?
Let's do it.
Connoisseur.
It's time for a Monday edition of the Connoisseur. I think Bill Weston calls it that food thing.
Yes, the food thing. And there's some good things in here that I wanted to pass along and didn't want to get too far away. Can I have a, can you throw me your bell?
Here you go. Ready? Ready?
Hi-o. Oh. Thank you.
Hi-ho.
All right. Order in. Here we go. The Choco Taco. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Has been discontinued.
We were bemoaning that fact.
Yep. But you can apparently win one of the last Choco Tacos by participating in a scavenger hunt on Klondike's Instagram, if you want to be a part of that.
I'm not going to do that.
It's a digital hunt.
Oh.
That will take place Wednesday, September 21st. So it's this Wednesday. Go to Instagram, the Instagram handle Klondike Bar for the first clue. And the first 100 people to open the digital freezer will win a Choco Taco. Now, I don't know how they get the Choco Taco to
Do you think this is a temporary suspension and that they will bring it back with much fanfare a little while down the road? I'm looking at the Choco Taco, and it occurs to me, I actually might never have had one of those.
Really?
They're good.
I thought I had.
That was like my go-to from the ice cream man on the beach when I was younger.
Yeah?
So it's essentially, it's the ingredients of a drumstick.
Yeah.
It's the same type of cone.
It looks
it's
like
the shape
that.
Of a waffle, and it's
nuts
vanilla
and chocolate.
Ice cream and chocolate and nuts.
Taco.
And that's exactly what that's my favorite type of novelty to get is the drumstick. And so I liked Choco Tacos. The only issue I have with Choco Tacos is that if they weren't fresh out of the freezer.
Yeah.
And if you spent too much time with them, when you would bite down on the taco, it would squish together and all the ice cream. It would make a mess.
Mother effer.
And you couldn't eat it very well. So it had to be.
It's a disgrace.
Freezing cold right out of the freezer, in my humble opinion.
Do you. And I'm sorry, Nick, just jumping in here quickly. I prefer my ice cream a little melted. Are you of that camp or you want it cold and hard and veiny?
Well like hand dipped, yes. I like it to be just a little bit tempered, as I've been told. But when it comes to like novelties, you know, or cone or something like that, I like to be nice and cold.
All right.
Steve, I took a Ben & Jerry's out the freezer last night and it had a little bit of freezer burn on it and it was just frozen solid.
Yeah.
And it was a subpar dessert,
you know?
It's
tough.
Yeah.
It bummed me out a little bit. What is the Choco Taco that they sell at Taco Bell? Is it do they call it something else? Because they had some Taco Bell dessert.
Not anymore.
Was this years ago?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I believe they had some kind of, I'm sure Casey would know actually, but some kind of like chocolate taco as a dessert.
He would definitely know. I know they sell auto parts, Nick.
I don't think that's true.
Well, they had those kind of almost churro cinnamony things.
Oh, I like those.
That were okay, but I don't remember the ice cream Taco Bell connection ever. So
maybe it's possible, though.
Someone would have to verify that.
Well, not Taco Bell, but now that Choco Taco has been discontinued, a lot of restaurants are doing knockoffs. Like Lady Chef is doing a fresh one.
I could see
that. Like you said, Preston, it's just the cone, so they make it like a waffle, and then instead of rolling it, you just fold it like a taco.
I think, though, the Choco Taco, from what I'm looking at engineering-wise, is going to be a messier situation than the actual original, right?
Great. I agree, yes. But the Choco Taco, you can apparently win one of the last ones that they're going to make. But, Steve, I think they'll bring it back.
I think they'll bring it back because right now they're sitting pressed and they're doing a place filler with the Choco Blumpkin.
Nick, a few texts coming in saying Taco Bell used to sell Choco Tacos for a short amount of time.
There you go.
Yeah. And they were good. But I think that it was just sort of like a novelty. I don't think they stuck around for that long.
I don't. You know, we are being played, by the way, by the fast food industry in general, because this is all a means to an end. They bring out, we're going to discontinue like the taco pizza or the
Mexican pizza.
Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going away. Now it's coming back. So that's they build in the excitement.
I haven't been able to get my hands on one yet. Like when I've been to order one, they're no, we don't have them. We're out of them. And I'm like, come on, man.
I'm on radio.
You're I'm on the radio. Don't you know this? Listen to my voice. I know this is a drive thru. You should be able to recognize my voice.
You know Steve Tawa? I'm in the same industry.
Foxy Lady Chef's making those too, Preston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mexican pizza. Okay. All right. Order up. Okay, now I want to get your guys' opinion on this. This is, I've personally never had this, but I have seen this ordered before. Cheddar cheese on an apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That's a standard, actually.
I've not had it, but I've seen it.
Now, you know, I read an article recently that said it's this is a person who moved to Vermont. And they found out that it was a very Vermont thing to do.
Was this person a pedophile?
Why does that have to do with
it? No, I thought the original thing was an American slice of American cheese.
No.
Okay.
Cheddar cheese.
All right.
In fact, in the movie...
Cheddar Pie?
No. What's the Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith movie, the alien hunters?
Men in Black.
Men in Black. He always... Tommy Lee Jones, not Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Drummer?
Man, your penis is huge.
Can I have some apple pie? Always orders apple pie with a slice of cheddar cheese.
There you go.
What is it doing to your taste palate? Well, why do we need cheese on that?
So, and here's where I kind of rationalize it because I haven't had it yet.
Okay.
When you have a cheese tray, mm-hmm. a lot of times there's fruit that comes along with that.
A little sweetness.
And it adds a little bit of that creaminess and sweet together. So if you have brie, sometimes you'll... have like a jam or something like that put on there as well.
Wonderful.
Or some strawberries or grapes. So cheese like and grapes. So it's kind of like that. That's how I see it.
It's like, seems like, yeah, like the low version of that.
Yeah.
Just slap
like the low rent
piece
version?
Of cheddar cheese on top of
instead
apple pie.
Instead of brie and marmalade, you're having apple pie and like cheese whiz.
Cheddar cheese. Sweet and savvy. I went to Vermont not too long ago and I had the best cheddar of my life.
Okay.
And I was surprised it was Cabot. And to me,
Cabot makes
just
a hell of a cheddar.
But it's just the one, like, kind of, you see it in Acme. It's sitting there. It's easy to grab. It's like a little fancier.
As opposed
fancier.
To a cheese shop, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do not be, but Cabot makes wonderful cheese.
And they make regionally specific cheeses.
They do.
So this cheese is really only available there, and they might, like, distribute it to fancy cheese shops. But best cheddar cheese ever, so.
So the person that wrote this article said that people have strong feelings about cheddar cheese on apple pie in a recent very unscientific poll. They found that 45% of respondents said that they had never had cheddar cheese on their apple pie, and they never will. Meanwhile, 21% said that they love it. 30% said that they'd never had it, but they are curious. And so, therefore, I now want to try this because I haven't really thought.
We need to make it happen.
I've never really been in a restaurant where it's available. But it turns out that cheddar on apple pie isn't really just a Vermont thing. It's apparently bigger than that. They wrote, though, fans of apple pie, where cheese exists everywhere. They seem to be concentrated in the American Midwest, New England, and parts of Canada and Britain.
Is it a United States thing? Is it a global thing? Does it date back to Genghis Khan? What is this?
So Southern Living argues that you will never find this in the South. They said if you serve a Southerner a slice of warm apple pie topped with a wedge of sharp cheddar cheese,
they'll cut you.
Prepare for confusion or at the very least asking where's the ice cream. The tradition of cheese with apple pie and its accompanying motto, an apple pie without the cheese is like a kiss without the squeeze.
yeah, that's right.
Purportedly has English roots.
Ah.
So I was not aware of that.
Where's my cheese?
Yeah, I am intrigued by the idea of this, and I think I will definitely try it next time I have some apple pie later.
I should like my pie adorned in cheese.
But Kathy, you're out, right? Because Hot Fruit,
yeah, I'm out on apple pie anyway.
Though it's funny, like Kathy played the tambourine in a band called Hot Fruit.
Wait a minute. What about like cold apple pie?
No.
Really?
No, cooked fruit. Whether it's warm or...
Whether it's actually warm or not.
Yeah.
But it's gone through the process of being cooked.
Correct.
And it's off the table for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Fresh apple pie.
I love it.
Come on, man.
Oh. I love it.
At Thanksgiving, I have had a slice of apple pie and literally just ate like the crust and the filling and left the apples on the side.
Kathy, I was over first time with my in-laws, with my wife, Thanksgiving dinner. My mother-in-law brought out hot apple pie, and I openly pleasured myself.
At the table?
Yeah.
The only one that I could tolerate, maybe, is blueberries.
Blueberry pie. Okay.
Even, but maybe because they're like so little anyway that I'm not really.
Oh, they're good.
The texture I'm not really tasting as it's cooked, or I'm not really, you know, it's not bothering me after it's cooked. But like, I'll even skip that.
Okay. Kathy, have you had it at Stephen Cookies?
Have I had a Stephen's Cookies?
Stephen Cookies?
What's
it's
that?
Down in, I guess it's Longport. They're like famous for their blueberry pie.
Oh, no.
It's really, really good.
No, I would never buy it. Like, do you know what I mean? I would never go in somewhere and buy
something with cooked fruit.
Yeah,
so you would never order, but if you happen to have it, you can tolerate blueberry pie. I adore blueberry pie, and I adore apple pie.
By the way, there has to be, somebody texted in a phrase I have not heard, and I think it's fun, but there's got to be a bakery called Pie Curious, right?
Yeah, Pie Curious.
Wouldn't that would be a great name for a bakery. Pie Curious. All right. Well, anyhow, if you've never had it before, maybe give it a shot. A little cheddar cheese with apple pie.
Do it.
I am definitely going to.
Now. Right now. I want my cheese on my pie now.
I would definitely say it sounds adventurous to me, and I want to give it a shot. Okay.
Get to the cheese shop.
Order up. So this is interesting. A gene-hacked purple super tomato extended the lives of cancer-ridden mice by 30%, Norfolk plant science researchers have reported. And apparently this super tomato is, they're talking about this kind of hitting the market in the near future.
Well, good for the mice. Is there any way that it ports over to humans?
I think that means that the same thing might happen for human beings.
I'm sorry, bro. It's, I mean, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. In this good time, Charlie's got the blues.
In this case, you guys win.
Yeah.
The mice win. The super tomato is made with tomato and snapdragon flowers.
Snapdragon flowers. I used to love snapdragons as a kid.
What are snapdragons?
It's like a very colorful flower.
Yeah. Okay. Which result in the fruit containing large amounts of, anthocyanins? Cyanins. And anthocyanins, I think it's anthocyanin are anti-inflammatory.
Are you mean to tell me that Nell is a research biologist?
She must be.
That's why no one can understand her. That's her. Basically, that's her Watson. Come quickly,
Kong Kong. And they're associated with anti-diabetic and anti-cancer benefits.
This is, think of the stuff that you've heard just recently, that the revolution in perhaps really dramatically slowing and protecting against Alzheimer's using, I think it's Viagra again.
Yeah, yeah.
This possibility, it is amazing.
The good news is that the super tomato is now approved for sale and growth in the United States. Norfolk Plant Science plants. No.
It'll be stronger than the other tomatoes.
It says plants. It should be plans to sell seeds to home growers so that they can grow their own purple super tomato. So,
because it is a yellow sun, you shall be stronger and faster.
I do like trying fruits and vegetables that don't look like the version that we're used to seeing, like purple tomatoes and blue corn.
Have you seen the cubed watermelon?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, they grow it. They can mold it as it's growing, and then it comes out in a square shape.
And I don't know what the story is, and I think a lot of what we perceive is informed by what we're looking at. I didn't think it tasted all that good. It probably was fine.
It probably did.
Yeah.
I saw on TikTok you can get a little mold to put around your watermelons in your own garden.
Oh.
Yeah, so
if you could do phallic.
A lot of them were like, I watched like a montage of it, and they were growing out, Steve. They looked a little phallic once they started growing out of the molds.
Oh, we're looking at some. Marissa, they have a heart-shaped?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Preston, we should do that.
That's pretty cool.
We've been pushing to have a watermelon patch at the building.
We have. We could do it on the roof, maybe. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know?
And that actually helps with the environment in the building.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
We grew watermelon in our backyard. Jace did during COVID. He had like a little vegetable garden. And so we got one watermelon. It didn't grow overly large. And then it started to, like, we knew it was kind of the end. So we you know, we you picked
had to
it off.
Abort it?
We cut it open just to see. It wasn't any good.
There was human blood.
No, it was too small. It didn't grow. You know, we didn't do it right.
Did you guys have?
Please kill me.
Did you have planter boxes or how did you?
Yeah,
you grow
it in? Yeah, it was in a box. Okay. And like we've never done this before. So Nick, it was just a COVID thing.
A big array of produce. What have you had the most success with?
Tomatoes.
I
mean, tomatoes grow so easily in Pennsylvania. We have random tomato plants that just, we didn't plant them there. And all of a sudden, tomato plant, like we got a dogwood tree in the front and there's a tomato plant right in front of it.
I don't know
where that came from.
Yeah, the funniest thing, because obviously we do our pumpkins and we put them out and then last year.
Oh, did you get a pumpkin?
There was like.
You did?
Like a pumpkin growing. And I'm like, oh my God!
Yeah.
It comes from the ground.
I know somebody who left their pumpkin out literally all year long. It rotted away. It sat in the front bed of their house and a pumpkin grew the next year.
It was like the coolest thing.
Yeah, because all the seeds
going
to the ground. I would love to grow a garden. I think it'd be cool.
It's not that hard. It's really.
I'm never going to do it. My dad grows beans and tomatoes and potatoes and onions and lettuce and all kinds of stuff. And
doesn't he grow those big seed pods that turn into replicas of humans?
He does.
I'm surprised that you're not as into it though, Preston, because like I made a tomato moth salad last week and it was fresh tomatoes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But fresh tomatoes and fresh basil with moths that I bought at the grocery store. So I didn't grow the milk.
Oh my God.
But I did, I didn't grow them. My girlfriend did most of the work, but it's still delicious, you know, and there's something different when it comes out of the garden.
Hey, when Casey's not here, I don't know what these buttons do. I want to see if this is the right mock. Hang on, button. Nope, that's not it.
That's the door.
That's not
mock.
It.
Ding.
Because I thought it was under Dumb and Dumber. Wait, maybe it's this one. Hang on.
Yeah.
There it is.
There we go.
Found it. Mott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had it there.
Hit it.
Yeah.
You had it right on there.
We'll get our rhythm down.
Marissa and I, it's going to take a week, but
we'll get it by the end of the week.
By Monday.
By next Monday.
I'm surprised that you don't do herbs. Like basil.
We did. We have some of that growing.
Okay.
But I want actual vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got some
rosemary that would grow.
There's something satisfying to that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
God,
Would you raise your own cattle for beef?
I would absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I had the space, I would do that.
I'll bring in some tomatoes tomorrow because we got plenty. And the ones in the front garden, which I have no idea how they got there, they're ripe. I'll let you guys sample them tomorrow.
Here, Nick, this text came in. It says, these are called volunteer tomatoes, the ones that I guess grew out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And our eastern songbirds love to grab at tomato seeds, and then they end up dropping them and replanting them everywhere.
I'm sure that's because it's right underneath a tree, so I'm sure that's how it happens.
Volunteer tomatoes.
Actually, in a week or two, though it's a little bit premature, my wife will be able to yield her first honey from the beehives, right?
Are you going to take video of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. All right, let me see. Hold on. Order up. All right, so here's a local story. Milk John and Essen Bakery are teaming up for the first ever babka a la mode for Rosh Hashanah.
Have you ever had babka?
I've not knowingly.
I think I've had it, but I'm not sure. I think I was chloroformed. No, I think I recall having it and liking it.
Essen Bakery, owned and operated by four-time James Beard nominee Tova Duplessis, is known for their famous best-selling chocolate halva babka.
That's what I've had. I've had chocolate. And babka's the Seinfeld episode,
yes,
right?
Yeah, the babka.
Amy Wilson's Milk John, one of Philly's most beloved ice cream brands, recently opened their first brick-and-mortar location right next door to Essen. And so now the two have introduced babka a la mode, which features Essen's chocolate, halva, and I guess I'm assuming I'm saying this correctly, babka. Halva, I guess.
Halva?
And H-A-L-V-A is how it's spelled.
Ooh, let's go with that.
Paired with a pint of Milk John's tahini fudge swirl ice cream.
Ooh.
And it's being made available for pre-order from Saturday the 24th through Monday the 26th. Rosh Hashanah begins in the evening on the 25th and ends in the evening on the 27th. So if you're interested in trying that out, this is a kind of a twist on it.
A lot of times, Jewish food is maligned for not tasting all that good. I've had some pretty spectacular My growing up, my friend Randy, his mother was a really good cook, and I had what I believed to be what she said was authentic fare, and it was damn good.
Nice.
Yeah, well, some of the best restaurants in Philly are those Mediterranean Jewish restaurants.
Right.
Essen makes really, really good pastries.
Well, Laser Wolf, right?
Yeah, Laser Wolf.
Considered and like one of the best in the
from the future.
Zahav, yeah, all Michael Samanov.
Okay. All right, let's see what else that. Order!
Yes, chef.
Expert chef Dasuki Utagwa.
Okay, we're talking about Jewish food.
Has some advice for your next sushi dinner. All right, instead of asking for the freshest fish, apparently there's a phrase you need to use.
Oh, really? Okay?
And it is as follows. What's eating well now?
No sad, bro.
And they will tell you which fish is at its tastiest.
What's eating well now?
Yeah, not what's the freshest fish you have, but what's eating well now?
I've been promised by Dr. Mike that he will lead me in my indoctrination into sushi because mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't like it right now. But what's eating well?
It is our, when we want to have a special meal, we always
sushi.
Go to, we always go
yeah,
to sushi.
Same.
Yeah.
Kathy,
oh,
I know
God,
not you.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. I tried it twice. Once I had just like a vegetable roll. Yeah. It was good. No problem. I liked it. And then we had, remember we had that guy in here. He set up this like giant yes. boat and he had like, it looked beautiful. He also had something that was all vegetable. So I tried that, but I guess he had prepared it on the same cutting board or whatever as some of the raw fish. And it had the worst taste to me. And I was like, I'm out, and I've never tried it again.
Hmm. So Utagawa also recommends starting with sushi rolls and then moving into nigiri, which is a flank of fish on rice. If you're feeling adventurous, try the sea urchin. And then you can go to just sashimi, which is just the fish, the raw fish alone.
So what's the phrase again?
What's eating well now?
What's eating well now?
Utagawa also recommends taking care not to overwhelm the fish with too much soy sauce. He says dab a small amount of wasabi onto the sushi directly and then dip it into the soy sauce instead of mixing the wasabi and the soy sauce together, which is kind of the standard move. You put a little bit of the soy or a little bit of the wasabi in a plate and then you pour some soy in there and then you mash it
up. Your wasabi's in my soy.
But this is, they say instead put a little bit of wasabi directly on the sushi and then dip it in soy sauce. I haven't done that.
Steve, do you like cream cheese?
A little bit, yes. Right. Not always, but yes.
I'm thinking that a Philly roll might be your style because you like salmon.
Probably, yeah.
And dab a little bit of soy sauce on a Philly roll with salmon, cream cheese, and then sometimes there's a vegetable in there.
I could see that.
That'd be one where you could start and like it.
I thought I wasn't a fan of smoked fish, and I had salmon. I adore salmon.
Right.
That's my main. The smoked salmon at the landing there, they do salmon toast. Nick Elmy's restaurant down here. Unfreaking real. So yes, I might try that then.
That might be one for you can start where you can start and I think enjoy it.
I right after my Choco Taco.
That is a good recommendation, Nick. I would definitely go with the Philly roll to start with.
All right.
It's an easy one. Easy one to stomach, if you will. All right, let's see. Order one more. Let's see. This might be bad news. Droughts in Massachusetts are impacting cranberry production.
No!
Which means they might not be a part of your Thanksgiving meal. Right.
Don't we hear... correct me if
they
I'm
always
wrong.
Say
Don't
stuff.
Don't we hear this every Thanksgiving?
About this and that. There's always shortages of this and that. The only time that it was legit was when COVID hit, and then you're like, yeah, wow, you really can't get this stuff at the grocery store. But for the most part, you can find these things
yeah.
you're looking for.
Or be more expensive. That's just a way for them to make it more expensive by saying, I don't know if we can get it. Cranberries, huh?
Yeah. Cranberries grow in flood fields and are very delicate. Too much rain creates a fungus, and not enough rain means...
Why not a fungus roll for...
That they do not grow.
Are you a fan of the cranberry? I know Marissa makes a hell of a cranberry
sauce. Yeah,
she
makes a really good cranberry sauce.
Thank you. Yeah, it's orange. It's actually... it's from the Driscoll... raspberry container is where I got it.
Okay.
So when you buy Driscoll raspberries, you crack it open and they have that recipe inside.
Does it have raspberries in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you add it right at the end.
Do you feel betrayed?
No. I didn't know. Yeah. No, because hers is...
You lying slut.
Hers is nice and sweet, and I figured there was something else in there.
Brown sugar, lots of syrup.
Cinnamon?
Orange zest. No cinnamon. Syrup. Okay. And then you fold the raspberries in.
Okay. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been to a cranberry field?
I have. A bog, yes.
A bog?
In New Jersey, Rochelle has a relative who has some friends, and they own some cranberry bogs, and I found out some interesting stuff about them. You know when they show it flooded like that?
Yes.
That's just when they harvest them.
Right.
They have found that the reason it makes it easy to harvest that way is cranberries themselves, the actual berry, is hollow. Some of it's hollow inside. And so it has air, which means that it floats. So they fill those things up with water when they're ready to be picked. And then they have this mechanism that has this kind of cylindrical thing on it that has these blades. And it basically whacks the bush and knocks those things loose. They float to the top. And then they use fans to blow all of the all the cranberries,
yeah.
And it makes them easy to harvest. They just scoop them off the top of the water.
Wasn't it the Ocean Spray commercial where they were standing in a bog?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was one of my fall activities a couple of years ago, the farm in New Jersey.
Okay. Go one of the cranberry
bogs? You can go,
bogs?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can...
It's put my favorite bog.
Did you put the waders on and everything and
I actually didn't go and do it, but there's a farm out there where you can go and do it.
Maybe we can put a cranberry bog next to our watermelon garden here in the building.
I would hope so. We can have all the cranberries we could handle. So, according to Brian Wick of the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association...
John Wick's less threatening brother.
He said, we'll see what we get for rainfall over the next few weeks.
My brother's always out there shooting people and killing, but I like cranberries.
Rainfall over the next month could help the cranberry crops just in time for the holidays.
Of course.
So, we what?
It's a cranberry miracle.
So, we will see what ends up happening. We have a phone call, actually, to take real quick. I'm going to go to, let me see here. I have Jeff on the line. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Jeff, why are you calling us?
Because I just won $1,000.
How about that? Jeff has got $1,000 from You Who Loot. Nice. Where are you calling us from, Jeff?
Abington, Pennsylvania.
Nice. You are the first person to win this contest, my man. You're done.
I can't. It's the first time I ever won.
That's
good. I'm super, super excited.
That's awesome. Are you working today, Jeff? You got the day off or what?
No, unfortunately, I'm working.
All right. Well, that's okay.
Do you work at a cranberry bog by any chance?
Thinking about it.
$1,000 in the pocket will make the day go a little bit quicker. Excellent. Congratulations, Jeff. Thanks for listening, man.
Thank you very much. All right. Even more rock.
You got it, buddy. And that's the way it works. 10 o'clock is your next opportunity to win with You Who Loot. And it's just that simple.
Preston,
all right, with that, we're going to take a break. Yes?
Looking at a live feed here, I know we're going to talk about it. But before we go, it looks like if Training Day had Joan Rivers in it.
Ah. All right, when we come back, we are going to try out to talk to Casey and company in the big adventure as they are on their way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The new and improved MMR app is out. It's faster, better organized, yet fully customizable to your liking. Start poking around now.
If you want to know what's going on at MMR this week, select our featured section to show up in your app feed. Stay on top of what Jackson, Brent, and Jackie Bam Bam are up to and select their show pages. Plus, you can make sure you're ready to win in the next MMR contest or see our latest concert photos.
Look for Marissa's app hack videos to get the ultimate user experience. So update your app now and then customize it to make the new MMR app your app.
WMMR with another Casey's Big Adventure check-in on the Preston and Steve Show.
Not another. It's the first one, actually. We are going to see how things are going because the fellas got on the road about an hour and 20 minutes ago, something like that, as they headed out Casey's Big Adventure driving across country. And initially, it was just, you know, going to be something like Casey driving alone. They were like, well, we need to make sure things go safe. So we need a co-pilot. And then we decided we need somebody to document all this. So we have Casey and Jackie and Kyle Mack that are on their way. And let's see. This is kind of an audio check and to make sure that everything is working okay.
It's the only way to do it.
And we'll see if it indeed is working or not. So, Casey, anybody, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, God.
I love it. By the way, we got a text from somebody literally 3 minutes ago. It says, I am at the same rest stop as Casey on the turnpike.
Busted! Yes.
You guys stopped at a rest stop?
Yeah, so we're an hour and a half in, and we've already stopped for two pee breaks, guys.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. We pulled over on the side of the road once. Outside, I believe, Morgantown, and Jackie peed behind a tree, and then we just pulled into that rest stop so Kyle could go to the bathroom.
You're never going
to
make it.
Full disclosure, I went to the bathroom as well because we had a little bit of time to kill. But yeah, so two pee breaks in the first hour and a half, guys.
Casey, well, you got to be like Dad when everybody gets out of the car. If you have to go, it doesn't matter. We're all going. We're all going to try to go to the bathroom.
Well, the first pee break, there were some technical things that Kyle and I were working on. So we didn't actually get a chance to do that at that point. So
I'm following you with the Apple tags, and it's giving me kind of a general idea. It looks like you're making good time, good distance, at least approximately 74 miles already.
Yeah. We only have... let me see. We only have 819 miles left in this day. So,
and your guesstimate, or at least your the discussion was to get into your destination city, which is St. Louis, correct?
Yeah,
right. By halftime of the Eagles game.
Yeah. So right now our arrival time is 8:42. That does not take into account
pee breaks,
potty breaks, gas breaks, and food breaks and stuff. But you know, we're going to buzzsaw through this. It looks like we are. I don't know how we've got 179 miles left on this first leg here on the PA Turnpike. I don't know if we may actually be ducking into West Virginia.
Yeah, you touched the panhandle.
Sure.
Yeah. But so you're actually going to get to several states today because you're going to get a little bit of West Virginia and then you're into Ohio and then Indiana and Illinois and then all the way to Missouri for St. Louis.
Yeah, it was actually interesting listening to you guys telling me to get on the blue route.
Jackie.
That's the way I would have gone. I mean, you know.
Jackie, doesn't the Glockenspiel player for Whitesnake live in Virginia?
I don't know. All I see is trees out here.
All he sees is trees. Hey. So, Jackie, when you speak, do me a favor. Turn your head towards Casey because he's got the microphone in his earpiece. So it'll
get
be
able to hear
you. What's funny, Preston, I told Casey.
Turn towards Casey. Turn
towards me. Oh, my gosh. Guys, hang on. Before we go to Jackie, putting an earbud in his ear, it was like, I don't even know. It was like trying to put an earbud in a dog's ear. It was ridiculous. At one point, he had the actual sound piece of the earbud facing out. Like the part that's supposed to go in your ear, he actually had it facing the
Wow.
I can't
Is there audio being picked up somewhere else? Because it was better when he was sitting up in his seat.
Yeah, right. Sit back to your seat.
Scoot back where you were.
Stop making out with Casey.
Now I'll lean over to him. How about that?
Yeah.
Jackie, by the way, how is your bladder, by the way, Jackie, as far as holding water?
I'm good. Daddy's driving us.
Hang on a second,
that
Casey.
When
Kyle was holding the phone up there, it was much better. So if you could.
Oh, it was. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Right,
so, Kyle, hold the phone back up there by Jackie. We got to work out these issues in order to get this.
You're in it with us.
To run smoothly. So, anyway.
Screws wired.
Yeah, there you go. Now we can hear you. What were you saying a second ago, Jackie?
Daddy, our driver, Casey Boy, whenever I tell him my bladder's full, he pulls right up or wherever we're at. So I don't even know if I should say that on the air.
All right. So whenever he tells you say your bladder's full, he pulls over to the side to let you pee. I would do the same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, Casey, so you had mentioned that there was 170 some odd miles in the first leg. What did you mean by that?
Just the PA Turnpike. We hopped on the Turnpike. I wasn't sure exactly how long that first PA Turnpike leg was going to be. So when we hopped on, it was about 250 miles, and we've got 175 left. So it looks like since hopping on the Turnpike, we've gone about 75 miles.
Okay. right.
You're showing, in fact, exactly 75 miles with the eye tags on board are sending back information. So they're not 100% accurate, but they're ballpark. So, yeah, you're in the right frame of mind. Preston, we talk about this all the time, taking trips like this. No matter how you plan it out, it never works out.
Yeah, but we're going to roll with that this week. You know, there are going, there's along the way, something is going to go wrong, or there's going to be a wrong turn or whatever. But that's part of the adventure. I mean, that's, you know, you've wanted to drive across the country for how long, Casey? And now you're doing it, and it's not going to go perfectly well. But I think that's part of the fun.
No, and I'll tell you what, having this guy to my right is just going to be so entertaining. We were passing by a truck that had, it looked like it had race cars in the back, you know, like Mac from Cars. I go, oh, it looks like there's a, you know, like a race car in the back of that truck. And it's like Jackie didn't even hear what I said. And he goes, you think there's horses back there?
He just didn't hear you at all.
About a mile outside of Hershey Harrisburg exit right now. So.
The little pink swans. I went there when I was a little boy.
Do you want to? Can you guys have time to stop and visit Dutch Wonderland for the afternoon?
You know what? I wish we did.
Jackie was shaking his head yes immediately. He's like, yeah, we got time. No, you don't have time.
We got all the time in the world.
All right.
Hang on a second. While we have you guys on the line, there's Mike, who's a truck driver. He's in Illinois and wants to check in on your guys' drive. Hey, Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Gadzooks. See you, bud. All right, so are you currently driving in Illinois?
I am.
And what did you want to report to us?
Well, you know, Casey was just saying that he's got to stop tonight around 8:42, according to his little GPS device.
Yep.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. We're never going to be able to do that.
Why?
if you're a betting man, Mike, with the distance covered for him to get to St. Louis, what are you figuring? He's currently, he seems to say he's outside Hershey.
He should plan on like a 10 or 10:30 getting to his first hotel room tonight.
Why is that? Why do you expect him to get caught up?
Even just on the turnpike, they're doing construction in the tunnels. He's going to get delays on construction. Every major interstate across the country has construction going on it with Biden's whole infrastructure monies that he threw out there last year.
Yep.
So you always got to add a buffer an hour each day. Otherwise, he's not going to make.
Even if you're using like a GPS with like Waze that takes traffic into consideration and so on.
Yeah, I use a trucker GPS that's connected to my phone for live updates on traffic and weather. And sometimes it helps to route you around trouble areas. But, you know, the roadways, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what kind of weather you're going to run into either.
Yeah.
Mike, okay. What are you hauling?
Myself? What are you saying?
Yeah, in the truck.
He wants to know what you're hauling.
Extruded aluminum products out of Cressona, PA.
Hmm. Okay.
From Hydro.
All right, cool. Well, stay safe. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the heads up, bud.
All right, thanks, fellas. And good luck to Casey Boy and Bam Bam. I'm making those time frames.
All right, we'll see you, man. Okay. So, Casey, could you hear that?
I did. And you know what? You and I talked to Rochelle because you guys have done this drive before. Mm-hmm. And you had told me to budget for, you know, basically 14 plus hours. So even though my Waze says 8:42, I wasn't, you know, I didn't think I would get there until, you know, I was hoping 9:30, 9:45, something like that.
Well, I'm looking at the map and guys, you're coming up on one of the only racetracks in the country where the horses do the driving. And
we got to pull over for that, man.
Check that out. Maybe that truck was transporting horse race cars.
Casey, I will zoom from the game tonight so you can just watch from my seats. I think he's frozen.
I'll be driving. Nah, I'll be driving. All right.
So now it seems like they're going through a
dead spot.
A bad area, which is going to happen from time to time. Are people going to be able to watch you guys all the time? I don't even know the story about this.
No, so what we do is we have it set up. We have a travel log on WMMR.com and PrestonandSteve.com, and we'll keep adding any posts to there. Casey's going to, you know, write little diary entries from there. Mm-hmm. So that's where you'll be able to watch all the updates of everything that's going on all day long. We're going to monitor it, you know, 24 hours a day and keep updating.
So
it.
Content will be added, but we needed to find out because we don't know what certain areas will be like with coverage and whether we'll be able to get a signal. But right now, I'm pretty impressed with the signal as far out as they are. We'll see how this continues.
Yeah, we're approaching Harrisburg West right now. Hey, Nick, what river did we just go over? Was that the Susquehanna?
It sure was, Casey. That's the longest non-navigable river in the entire country.
The Susquehanna?
Uh-huh.
You know what? Yeah. Bam, you're right. That's exactly what Jackie just said to
me. Yeah, the longest non-navigable river in the United States.
Jackie's the one who told me, so right. He says
it's rich in iron deposits.
Yeah.
Jackie is stop touching my leg. I'm driving, bro.
Oh my god!
It really looks like Anna Wintour is sitting next to you, Casey.
Oh my gosh!
Jackie's got. You know,
I wish you guys could have seen the earbud sitting out of his ear. It was. I'm like, he's like, I can't hear anything.
Well, now he's leaning like he has eardrops in so it doesn't fall out.
By the way, Casey.
We had a sing-along earlier as well. These guys were doing a clap-along, sing-along, a car wash.
Kyle.
Okay. Right.
Ready?
Ready.
All right, go ahead. Do it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
At the car wash. Working at the car wash, yeah. Yeah. At the car wash. At the car wash, yeah.
That's enough for
him. Oh, that was the best.
Kyle's got such a good voice, man.
That's terrific. Yeah.
He's going to add to this whole trip. Yeah.
I can't wait till they plug in the karaoke machine.
I gave him a name, Kyle Jingle.
Kyle Jingle? I like that. Yeah, he's a jingle singer.
How about Kirby? You told me last week, he's like, yo, we're riding with Kirby. Or what's his name again?
Kirby.
Kirby, oh my jingle God. Singer.
Kirby. We're riding with Pikachu.
By the way, Casey, a listener pointed out that your GPS says you're arriving at 8:43, but that's probably 8:43 St. Louis time, right? Which is in the central time zone. So that'd be 9:43 PA time, which means that the Eagles game will already be an hour and a half or so in.
So right? I think our trucker friend was correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question because I didn't know that that GPS, if you're going over...
I think it adjusts.
The time zones...
Because your arrival...
But what won't change is your drive. It'll also say, if you're using Waze, it says how many hours.
But it'll tell you what time in St. Louis
it'll be. And that's why I thought it was exactly what you're saying, Press, because it says 11 hours.
Okay.
And so that is 8:42 or whatever.
Okay. All right. Interesting. We're going to find these things out along the way as we go along.
And for what it's worth, today is the biggest drive and the longest drive. Like, we wanted you guys to get as far across the country on the first day as possible. And I know today's going to take its toll and it's going to be a long-ass time in the car. But every day subsequently from here on out, it's going to be a little bit shorter and a little bit more manageable. So we'll be, and especially tomorrow morning, like we were talking about earlier, we're going to have a lot of fun in the St. Louis area where Preston grew up.
Yeah, it's basically, so not only is it going to be a trip across the country, it's going to be a little bit of a trip back in time for you, Preston.
Yeah, yep, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, listen, I would love to see if we can figure out how to get better audio on Jackie. That's something that we'll try to tweak as we go along.
It was workable, but we can do better.
Okay, but we'll see if we can do a little bit better as it goes on. So we'll check in with you guys in a little while, okay?
Sounds good.
Hey, can you do car wash one more time?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
At the car wash, yeah. Working at the car wash, yeah.
There we go, gang. On the road.
Casey, Jackie, Kyle supplying the... live music in the back. And you'll be able to follow along as well. Just go to PrestonandSteve.com when you get a chance. We got some time to talk about some things. But with the funeral today,
yes.
Queen, I actually had this article, and I meant to get to it last week. Obviously, instead of a queen now, England's going to have a king.
Right.
Charles. And there was a person named Paul Burrell, who served as a butler to Queen Elizabeth and Princess Diana, has revealed that Prince Charles was nicknamed the Pampered Prince.
The Pampered Prince.
By his staff at Clarence House. And there's some interesting things about his time there and that he found out about the king. And I'll give you some examples.
Yes, please.
So staff were reportedly directed to do everything for the monarch in waiting, from ironing his shoelaces to squeezing out his toothpaste in the morning for him.
No, that's true. I've heard that as well. You remember the movie The Remains of the Day, Preston?
I didn't see it.
Okay, well the butler staff staff would actually take the newspaper and iron the pages so that wealthy Anthony Hopkins and was one of the butlers.
Yeah.
And they would make sure everything was just so. So I could see that being the case. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine having someone iron your shoelaces?
No.
I had a friend who he would iron his dollar bills so that they were like nice and flat for his wallet.
Really?
And they were crisp. Come on.
Iron his dollar bills?
Yeah. He used to get like large tips the job that he did, and so he would come home and instead of them all being like bunched up, he would iron them, stick them in his wallet, nice and neat, fold the wallet. And then that way, when he took it out to like pay for something, it was nice.
I iron my cheese so that it's nice and flat. Okay. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Take a grilled cheese.
As far as bills go, I do keep them face up and in the same direction.
Oh,
and
pointing north.
And also
in order.
Pointing north. Now, in order, in numbers, as far as ascending value goes. But I would never think to iron my money.
He was a kid at the time. Like, it was like his first job where he was getting a decent amount of money. So I think he was probably just excited about that.
I think that Pampered Prince, that goes back to his schooling as well. When he was, I'm not sure. And it may be William or Harry that I'm thinking of, because there's been so many royal family specials on recently. But that was kind of the name that the other kids at the school that he was at gave him.
Okay. The new king's bath time routine is almost as complicated as that of a toddler. Burrell says that...
the ass wiping has commenced.
Burrell said that Charles expects his pajamas to be pressed every morning.
Oh, yeah.
As well as his shoelaces. And the bath plug has to be in a certain position before the bath is only half filled with tepid water.
Oh, man.
Breakfast is no different when it comes to complicated demands. A former member of the royal staff, Chef Graham Newbold, said that King Charles is a healthy eater and that his breakfast box travels with him wherever he travels to worldwide.
Do you know what he has every morning for breakfast? He will have dates and a Choco Taco.
A Chipwich for breakfast. what is a breakfast box anyway? Does anybody know that?
It sounds like a fancy igloo cooler.
Okay.
Like probably just full of his snacks.
It's my snackables.
His breakfast.
There's my little faux piece of pizza. With my little cheese and my crackers.
The chef revealed that.
What's a delightfully good breakfast box this morning, Reginald?
The chef revealed that
Pop-Tarts were exquisite.
The new monarch can be quite fussy when it comes to food, and that the breakfast box contains six different types of honey, some special mucilus.
Yes, it's kind of a fibrous cereal.
Okay, dried fruit.
Yes.
And anything else that is special, which he is a little fussy about.
But when it comes to cereal, I follow my nose.
Yeah.
It always knows. The flavor of fruit. Wherever it grows, I love that toucan.
Prince Charles would even allegedly send a van of his possessions to his friends' houses ahead of his arrival.
The largest bowl of Mr. T, please. I pity the fool who doesn't get all his nutrients.
Forcing workers to unload his bed furniture and personal toilet seat. He has a personal toilet seat. Wow.
Oh, I want one of those.
Tina Brown also reported in the Palace Papers that
Downtown
the new,
Tina Brown.
That the new king...
Wubba. 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 do you have your own bathroom at home? Your own
bathroom?
Right. Yeah. Okay. And your own toilet?
Sink. Well, no, because I've got an 11-year-old who refuses to use his bathroom. Okay. So, no.
That was the greatest day. So, when we moved into our new house, because of the way the house is laid out, I have what is my bathroom, and I have my own toilet. For the most part, when company comes over, I have to make sure it's extra tidy in case they're going to use it. But...
yeah, nobody else uses, like, yeah. You mean, like, if, like, guests come over like, or anything like that?
Yeah, no. Or just anyone else in the house. It's yeah. not like, it's like everyone's using it. I'm the one that uses that toilet. Right. And my wife has that same luxury as well because we had hardly, we had, what, one bathroom in the old house?
Right.
And now we have two bathrooms and then one half bath with a toilet.
Right, yeah. Right, yep. Yeah, we got a house full of people and sometimes it's tough to yeah. find a spot to squat.
Do they come into your bedroom though, like where your bathroom is?
The master bath, which yeah. would be I don't sleep in there, but yeah, they will.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes you're like, seriously?
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you could poop down the hall in your bathroom.
By the way, Tina Brown also reported
she said poo.
In the palace papers that the new king even travels with his own Kleenex velvet toilet paper.
Oh, my right. God. All right, I need to find out what this is.
Is that a brand?
Or is that actual velvet?
Or is it actual velvet? Velour toilet paper.
Nick, that's a new industry.
Yeah, I think it's its own brand, because Kleenex is a brand name, right?
Right.
These are chinchilla ass wipes.
Yeah, it's Kleenex velvet brand.
Okay.
Oh.
So he wow. travels each...
It's just like a softer toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is that, velvet?
This is lovely.
It feels so good in my daddy era.
If you could, you know, if you could have that kind of treatment, I mean, you know.
You know what, though? Anything that was less than that, there's the footage of Charles, he has this, and it was just... A week ago,
with
a
pen? Days,
with the pen.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you're so hyper used to everything being flawless
yeah.
that the little things that we just kind of cast off
yeah.
are much more difficult to deal with.
So he's using a pen and it's not writing properly.
Right.
And he starts having a little bit of a, do this to me every time.
God damn it! You ruined it! My mother's dead and you ruined it with your stupid pen! I hate you all!
Give me a sword, quickly!
I shall kill you all!
My mom's dead.
But yeah, maybe that's it. It's you're brought up a certain way.
Yeah.
These things are always in this particular order, this shape, whatever it may be. And then when anything is outside of that, then it would be disappointing
you probably deal with it's no one gets out without stress. There's always something that comes attached to whatever, even the most privileged of lives.
Mm-hmm.
Or living standards, but I guess that's, it just seems, I don't like people fussing over me, and I think that would drive me crazy to yeah. have a royal butt wiper and, you know, a toothpaste squeezer.
I'm just trying to get people to throw away their freaking trash.
Yeah, right.
That's all I
and
want.
Then you'd be happy.
Oh, my God.
Who left the carton of milk on the floor?
I just want someone to, like, fold the... clothes out of my dryer when it's done.
Yeah, that would be great,
nice. Right?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Having a royal laundry folder.
Yes. But in the right piles. Like, put the t-shirts together, put the jeans together. Yes. Don't give me one big pile mixed up.
I always thought it was, like, extravagant to get the, like, when you bring clothes
to the dry cleaner.
I'm like, oh, can you really, do that? But they do it, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, when... when I was a bachelor, it was early on, and I just left crap laying all over the place, and I never did my laundry, and it got a giant pile, and it got so big, I'm like, well, I'm just going to take this to the laundromat,
right.
See what I can do there, and I had them, and they washed it, they folded it, and they sent it back to me. It cost, like, way too much to do it.
It's ridiculous.
But I was like, this is awfully nice. Yeah.
Maybe once in a while.
I have my rent money, but this is really good.
Maybe on Christmas.
If you live in, like, New York City, that's better than spending half a day just trying to wash and dry and wait for a dryer to open up.
Yeah, no, I can see on a basic level that might make sense. Yeah. But it's too pricey for...
Yeah.
I mean, you have a, you know, wash it yourself.
Yep. Speaking of laundry, jackets are something that you can lend to someone. And usually, as a man, you might be lending your jacket to a female pal. And now scientists have revealed the reason behind why women feel colder than men.
Oh, okay. There is scientific proof now.
Well, it's a theory. Researchers believe that ladies have evolved to feel chilly because it keeps the sexes separate and stops couples from clashing.
Hmm.
They found the same trait is present in many species of birds and mammals, with the females preferring a cozy, warm den while the males head out.
That we have to be go, we have to go out into the harsh conditions and gather food,
something like that,
right?
Or go
to the laundromat and get our pre-folded laundry.
Dr. Aaron Levin of the Tel Aviv University said that men and women feel temperature differently. This difference in thermal sensation did not come about so that we could argue with our partners over air conditioning, but rather the opposite. It said from an evolutionary point of view, it's meant to make a couple take some distance from each other, so that each individual can enjoy some peace and quiet.
So it's basically nature's way of separating us now and then.
That's kind of it. That's what they're saying.
What's the temperature situation with you and Rochelle? Because Claire, I'll have the AC on 75 and she'll be freezing to death.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, it's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
But then again, she has, I have much more mass, you know, than does she. She's 110 pounds, 9 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big difference.
I don't know. You've been getting cold in here a lot lately. I like it because
it's absurd, though.
Well, yeah, because he'll speak up, and then I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yep. And I think I'm turning into a woman, to be honest.
And then I'll have to argue with Casey about the.
I think I want to have lesbian sex with Preston.
No, I didn't say that. That wasn't even close to what I said. Just happy that he was cool.
You got to read between the lines.
Yeah. It's implied. Up, yeah. Everything you said was
talking
implied.
About lesbian sex. I can see it in your eyes. Just
don't fight your feelings.
I can't even see my eyes.
I can see. So
I can't fight my feelings any longer.
I have lately, Kathy. Yes, I have been noticing that, especially here in the studio, that it starts getting cold like later in the show. And I'll always feel like somebody turned the AC on.
It's absurd sometimes. Ugh. I mean, I'm really good in the cold, really good. And I'll be like, you got to be kidding me. You walk down the hallway, and I'm surprised. I've said it many times that we don't have lightning storms in the hallways because of the temperature shift from one hallway
to the
other.
I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Because there's different temperature gauges.
You have something to compare it to.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel right now? Because I'm sweating.
No, we're fine. Don't touch it. I'll break your fingers.
Feel my hands, Preston. Feel how clammy my hands are.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Sweating.
You have to feel my hands. They're freezing.
Oh, great. Let's
touch my hands, Preston. Touch my hands.
Hang on.
You're the woman I've always wanted.
Come here. How would I feel?
She's coming around now. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Freezing cold.
Sweating.
And this one's sweaty palms.
Matthew was right about the lesbian stuff.
I guess so. We just touched. So, no, from an evolutionary...
I'm gonna keep on loving you.
From an evolutionary point of view, it is meant to make each couple take some distance from each other. The study has shown that the phenomenon is not unique to humans. Among many species of birds and mammals, females prefer a warmer environment than males, and at certain times, these preferences cause segregation between the two sexes.
Is that why you'll often see female birds wearing sweaters?
That must be it. He added that the phenomenon is linked to several other traits seen in animals and humans. For example, females are more likely to huddle together for warmth.
Yes.
While males maintain more distance and shy away from contact with each other.
Though we're comfortable enough that occasionally if it's cold in here, the guys will spoon.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have to stay warm to some extent. Among many mammals, even in species that live in pairs or in mixed groups all their lives, the males prefer shade, whereas the females prefer sunlight, or the males ascend to the peaks of mountains while the females remain in the valleys. So the study was just published in a journal, Global Ecology and Biogeography, added that separation between males and females reduces competition over resources in the environment and keeps away males who may be aggressive and endanger the babies.
Well, when you see footage, and I love, you know, Nat Geo and all the nature films, when you see these animals that have adapted to brutal environmental conditions, you know, like walking along, but we do, it is weird to remember that periodically, like in an extra cold winter, that deer and other animals will freeze to death.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. At some point, there's a breaking point where they can only handle so
much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I didn't know that there may be something deeper to why women are usually more chilly than guys are and usually have on like a cardigan,
sweater.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like
that. Jacket.
Yeah.
A Nehru jacket.
A Nehru jacket. It's all the rage nowadays.
It's just
What is a Nehru jacket?
It's a sort of an Indian attire. It sort of looks almost priestish in the collar.
Okay.
But you would notice that the Beatles wore them.
Nick just pulled one of these up.
Right.
I think I could rock that.
You?
I could look good on a Nehru jacket.
I would look terrible.
Wow, what? Nick's very stylish.
Yeah. Is it sleeveless?
It can be.
It can be. Okay. Yeah, because all the ones I'm looking at look sleeveless. No thank you on the Nehru.
No.
Pass. Yeah.
That's my bed Nehru. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we should take a break and return. We do have some bizarre file stories that I think we're going to share with you. And before the show's up, we'll check in with Casey and Jackie and Kyle again and see how the road trip is going because they're working their way across Pennsylvania. They've already passed Harrisburg, and we'll see how things are going. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Who serves up the best burger in Philly? Taste for yourself. Philly Burger Brawl is back.
Round one, fight.
So get off your buns and come sample the region's meat you can't beat. From traditional to gourmet to, whoa, what's on that? Come stuff your grill with unlimited burger bites. Sunday, October 23rd, outdoors at Xfinity Live with cold beer and live music, benefiting Philly Parks and Rec's at-risk teen initiative and Philly School District's after-school programming. Ticket info's up at WMMR.com. Don't miss Philly Burger Brawl 2022 at Xfinity Live.
I do love the taste of a good burger. Mm.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your taste buds.
So about 2.5 years ago, I had finally had it. I just had it with the way I was feeling. I had it with the way I was looking. And I didn't really know how to kickstart a new lifestyle. And that's when Squeezed.com entered my life. And I tried my first juice cleanse with Squeezed.com. And I went into my first juice cleanse very, very skeptical. I just wasn't very confident in myself that I was actually going to be able to have any success with the juice cleanse. I thought I would cave in, you know, not even halfway through my first day. And I found out pretty quickly that that was not the case for me. What you get with your juice cleanses with Squeeze.com is everything that you need, all the nutrients and everything that you need. And it's all sitting there in your refrigerator waiting for you to drink. Your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snacks in between, the cashew milk, all of that stuff is just sitting there. The bottles are numbered so you know exactly which juice to drink at which time. And I didn't feel hungry the entire time, and I wasn't like running back and forth to the bathroom. It was actually a very, very comfortable and positive experience for me, and I was actually able to lose a decent amount of weight in a short amount of time. And you could do the same thing. So if you order your juices by 1 o'clock today, you could start the cleanse tomorrow. But if you want to start on Monday, you can still go to squeeze.com, order your juices now, have them delivered to your house over the weekend, and then kick off your week right with the juice cleanse of squeeze.com. Make sure you use the code radio at checkout so you can get free delivery with squeeze.com.
You're going to love this house, Sergeant Riley.
Next shot of Yoo-hoo loot in less than 10 minutes. So be ready, dear friend.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Modia Epio. Modia Opioid Use Disorder.
There you go.
If your loved one is living with opioid use disorder, consider a clinical research study. You can learn more at Modia, O-U-D, study.com. That's M-O-D-I-A, O-U-D, study.com. Sorry, first time I've read that.
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
I was a little thrown off by that. All right, so we're going to start with this. A very weird story. Police said that a suspect accused of knocking a hole into a neighbor's unit of a townhome and then sticking a gun through it before the unit caught on fire and engulfed the entire building has now turned himself in.
Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Police said 48-year-old James Gamble Jr. turned himself in. He also turned in an AR-15 and a handgun. Officers responded to a felony menacing in a townhomes, and a resident there, Sean Todd, said that he called 911 saying that his neighbor knocked on a hole, or actually knocked a hole in the wall of his unit and then stuck a gun through it. When police arrived, they said they saw a tactical light shining through the hole.
It's horrible, but could you imagine you're just sitting there and a gun barrel comes through the wall?
So Todd says, just pounding on the wall.
And make then, me a pie.
And then all of a sudden a hammer comes through my wall. He reached through to make the hole bigger, and then he stuck a rifle through it. And all I could see was the barrel of that gun and the flashlight on top of the gun that he stuck through the wall and pointed it at us. Todd said that the pounding...
That's lazy. That's super lazy.
The pounding on the wall had been happening for days before this incident. And on Thursday, the day before the fire, he said that he called police to file a complaint about the noise and disruptions. He said that police were not able to make contact with his neighbor. Then he said all of a sudden a bright orange light out of nowhere. And all I could think is he just lit his house on fire. He said he ran back in his unit to rescue his three dogs. Another resident, Josiah McLeod, who lives above where the fire started, said it didn't take but 10 seconds and I walked out of the parking lot. I turned around. The flames were already above my apartment, like 20 feet up, like this place went up in flames.
I really need to consider moving.
Just like their neighbor, Todd, McLeod said that they had also heard pounding coming from the unit where the gun was stuck through the wall and the fire appears to have started.
Is it possible this person was having some issues?
Police said seven units were destroyed in the fire. This guy clearly has some issues with his neighbors he thought he was doing the right thing.
Yeah, listen, you know? I'll, by tomorrow, this will all be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is a pretty messed up story, too. A Dallas anesthesiologist was arrested Wednesday on federal criminal charges for allegedly injecting nerve-blocking agents and other drugs into patient IV bags.
Oh, my God.
At a surgery center, resulting in the death of his co-worker and multiple cardiac emergencies. Reynaldo Rivera Ortiz, a 59-year-old doctor, was arrested by Dallas police. And apparently the arrest stems from a series of unexpected cardiac emergencies from May to September. In particular, Dr. Melanie Casper, a 55-year-old anesthesiologist at the surgery center, died in June. She had experienced a medical emergency and died immediately after treating herself for dehydration by using an IV bag of saline taken from the surgical center where she and Ortiz worked. So she died from a lethal dose of a nerve-blocking agent called bupivacaine, I think is how you say that, or bupivacaine, which is often used during the administration of anesthesia. Also, on August 24th, an 18-year-old man had unexpected complications during surgery and had to be hospitalized for several days. Investigators then obtained several IV bags from the surgical facility and found that two had small puncture holes in the clear plastic packaging. Surveillance video connected Ortiz to several of the incidents, and that's how they were able to go after him.
Diabolical.
As a suspect. Yeah, and it turns out this guy had done it. That is messed up, and one woman dead from that. All right, a story that's a little more local and a follow-up. A Hatfield Township man has been sentenced to jail time and probation after he stole sex toys from the adult world in Montgomery Township and then fled to a nearby hotel.
I need a room.
Police said Jacob.
I've got 20 dildos and 9 butt plugs. I got to get going.
Jacob McFarland is his name. Yeah, he entered Adult World, at which point he selected a fleshlight and an auto-blow AI. Then proceeded.
AI means artificial intelligence.
To exit the store without paying. Now, here's the interesting thing is that, actually, it's follow-up. So he proceeded to exit the store without paying. A store clerk attempted to stop him in the parking lot.
Hey, where are you going with that auto blow?
However, McFarland threatened to stab him, prompting the clerk to let him go. The complaint states the clerk was able to positively identify the suspect as McFarland due to the fact that Marlick McFarland had recently applied for a position at the store.
You can't go rob a place you put in your resume at.
And he must have filled out a resume,
yeah,
and they had his information.
I know you. No, you don't.
The total value of the stolen items was $345.98.
Well, the Auto Blow looks like a coffee grinder.
Several minutes after the arriving officers showed up, police located McFarland at the Staybridge Suites. Police said McFarland was subsequently taken into custody, at which point they discovered that he had a knife on
his person. Why is Terry Bradshaw on the box, Preston?
And you know what? We're going to wrap it up there. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you. So we're about 3 minutes or so away from the Yoo-Hoo loot. Marissa went to the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast last night, and they're doing it again tonight.
Tonight?
Right?
Yeah, and in fact, they just released some tickets.
Oh,
no kidding.
Yeah, so if you are interested in going, it was so much fun.
Okay.
It was so much fun. I don't know if you guys have listened to the podcast.
I have, yeah.
So what it is they talk about an episode each time. So Don McCluskey played, and then they played an episode, and then they talked about that podcast. I mean, that episode.
Which episode was it?
Charlie and Den. It's season two, Charlie and Dennis Fake Their Own Death. That's not the name of it, but that's the one where it's about.
All right.
Dennis is wearing the pink dress. They, like, light themselves on fire. They crash the car, but the car, you know, they're not in the car.
So they play the episode and then talk about it, or do they talk about it while it's being played?
During this live show, they played the entire episode, and then afterwards they came out and started talking about it. And they were just having fun. They were breaking down who was in the writer's room. They started talking about the things they remember. And then it just goes off the rails.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they brought out a bottle of their own whiskey, and they started drinking out of the bottle. And then when they asked for cups... Which is right up here, guys, on my Instagram. Charlie started playing Flip Cup.
Okay.
And the entire Met starts chanting Flipadelphia. Like, flip, flip, Flipadelphia.
Nice.
Charlie couldn't flip a cup. So Rob then does the Philly thing, and he chugs his whiskey. He pours a little bit on the table, which is how you play Flip Cup. You got to moisten the table a little bit. And then he couldn't get it either. But it was still pretty funny. And when he did get it, everybody cheered. And it was definitely like hometown welcoming for Rob.
Had a good vibe. So they were honest and said they didn't know how they're going to approach the live stage presentation. Did it have a sort of improvisational feel to it?
Yeah, Steve, I think like anyone we've experienced, I mean, you guys remember the like Charlie Sheen debacle where he thought he could just go on stage and talk for 2 hours and entertain people. You do have to have a little bit of a show plan. So they have a girl named Meg Gantz. She's a writer on the show, and she kind of keeps it going.
She's on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
She's the one who's basically the producer, basically the you.
Yeah, exactly. So she, you know, has questions to ask, and then listeners submitted questions, plus she would run into the audience a few times. She picked out a couple who was in the middle of the crowd. She happened to pick up this one couple who flew from England to watch the podcast live here. Yeah, they said they contacted them on Twitter. They had spent all of their money on plane tickets, and so were just barely able to scratch up enough money to buy tickets for the Met. But they were there, and, I mean, this girl was shaking that she got the opportunity to talk to the guys, and she had, like, a really intelligent question. I mean, you guys know when you just go into the audience, you kind of hope, like, you seem sober enough.
Right.
And many of the audience was not sober enough to talk on a microphone.
So the crowd was lit up? Did they get unruly?
I mean, there was points when, you know, once they started instigating people to shout out things, then it just kind of like went from there.
Yeah, that's when you run the risk of them taking over. So, well, they did it last night. They're doing it again tonight.
They encourage people to dress up. They loved seeing people in the crowd as like the realtors and, I mean,
every green man.
Yeah. Charlie was giving credit to all the green men. He's like, I know what it's like to sit in a green man costume for 5 hours. And so it was so much fun. The bird, I mean, it was a blast. If you were on the fence about going, I highly recommend, because if you're an Always Sunny fan, I mean, this is the ultimate experience.
Nice. Well, it's way sold out.
Yeah.
So if you got your tickets, go.
No, they just released some tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what you were talking about. Okay, yes. So they just released some more tickets.
Yep.
All right. Excellent.
Well, there you go.
Nice. There you go. DVR the game and go to the Met.
And get there early and watch Don McCluskey perform. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, really
so
good.
So wonderful. They were here on Friday. All right. It is time now.
Here it is. MMR's. Yoo-hoo loot. Now, listen up. Here's your keyword.
All right, the word that we're going to give to you is total, T-O-T-A-L, and you have 15 minutes till after the hour to enter that. There are three ways for you to do it. You can text it to the special contest short code number, which is 45911, or you can enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. And one random entry is going to walk away with $1,000 in our company-wide contest. Each winner gets a call from Beasley. Make sure that you do answer your phone. Contest rules available at WMMR.com. And the whole thing is sponsored by Horizon Services. So the word for this hour is total, T-O-T-A-L. Make sure you enter that now. Good luck to you. We'll see if we win, if you win, if we all win. We'll be back in a second. Trash music news, lesson question, that stuff's up next. Stay there.
If you like what you hear, you can see it too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on Xfinity On Demand.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Let's see. We had a winner earlier for Yoo-Hoo Loot, and that was Jeff. His name was from Abington. Walked away with $1,000.
Can't beat that.
You know, so who knows? We might get another winner here in a few moments. If you miss out on the opportunity, just keep in mind, it pops up a few times a day. In fact, we do it at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 3, and 5 p.m. every single day.
It's crazy.
Monday through Friday. We just got started today. So don't miss the opportunity to win yourself some cash. We got some other things for you to win as well. Today's lesson question, giving away a four-pack of tickets for WWE Extreme Rules, which is going to be the Wells Fargo Center on Saturday, October 8th. And we'll ask a question of you to answer now. What kind of fruit garden were we trying to start here at the building? 215-263-WMMR. If you heard that earlier, you should call in now because we got these tickets over here for you to win. What kind of a fruit garden were we trying to start here at the building? 215-263-WMMR. Give us a call if you know.
The trash business is a gold mine. 93.3
WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia. The present comedian Jay Moore coming Saturday, October 8th. And tickets are on sale at livecasinophilly.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Mark Helgenberger saying she wanted to make sure that the return of her character, Catherine Willows, to CSI Vegas was for the right reason. Helgenberger says she finally got that reason when her check cleared. So yeah. There you go. Camila Cabello admitting she suffered from a bit of imposter syndrome when she joined the cast of The Voice as a coach. Cabello says your mind reels when you think of all the stars The Voice has produced over 11 years because there aren't any. And finally, a man reportedly charged Queen Elizabeth's coffin lying in state in Westminster Hall on Friday. British police immediately arrested the man who turned out to be Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason Alexander.
Oh.
Can't stand that guy. That's your Hollywood trash.
All right, what kind of fruit garden were we trying to start here at the building? That's the answer. We need to find that's the question. We need to find the answer to that question. 215-263-WMMR. And we will go to Lenny for the answer. Hey, Lenny, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, sir.
All right, Lenny, what kind of fruit garden were we trying to start here at the building?
That would be the watermelon garden.
Yeah! Rexa, we'd like you to hang on, Lenny. You just got yourself a prize. We are going to give you a four-pack of tickets for WWE Extreme Rules at Wells Fargo Center Saturday, October 8th, and tickets are on sale now at wellsfargocenterphilly.com. Never mind. There was a case of beer that followed up. Looks like it's all part of one piece of copy, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not at all, but it is time to do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3. WMMR.
Yay! And music news this morning is brought to you by Rita's Water Ice. Rita's is still open, so stop by today. Enjoy pumpkin perfection as Rita's pumpkin milkshakes and concretes are back. Be cool and get one of these delicious, fantastic treats only at Rita's. I just have a couple of things real quick for you this morning. Ozzy Osbourne has unreleased songs featuring Taylor Hawkins. that are in the can.
I did not know that.
I didn't know this either. Both Ozzy and producer Andrew Watt spoke to Rolling Stone while promoting the new Prisoner No. 9 album. And Watt explained that for the album, they enlisted the help of Red Hot Chili Peppers' Chad Smith, along with Taylor Hawkins, with the track God Only Knows featuring both drummers. Watt revealed there's a bunch of other stuff with Ozzy and Taylor as well that's going to be used for another thing. No word yet on what that project might be or when it might see a release.
This isn't a cover of the Beach Boys song, is it, I assume?
I have no idea. I don't know. It might be a song that he wrote with a similar title. I don't know. Ozzy also took time out to address the early 80s Eddie Van Halen-Randy Rhoads feud.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I heard recently that Eddie said that he taught Randy all his licks, and he said he never did. To be honest, Randy didn't have a nice thing to say about Eddie. Maybe they had a falling out or whatever, but they were rivals, according to Ozzy.
That's sort of sad.
There's
two people I enjoy.
Yeah, there's audio, and when Eddie passed away, I was just digging around Eddie Van Halen stuff, and I was on YouTube, and apparently there is a recorded phone call of Eddie, and I don't know who he was talking to, and it was right when Randy Rhoads died.
Is it the one where he says, I need you to stop talking? And
no, it wasn't. It was not that one, which I think is right here. Hang on, Marissa.
I need you to stop talking and listen to me.
But he was talking about Randy Rhoads, and obviously, you know, God, I can't believe, you know, the dude's dead.
Right.
But he was also kind of being not so nice when he was talking about him as well. I don't remember exactly what he had said, but I was kind of surprised going, wow. A, I didn't know they had some kind of a rivalry.
I'm hearing of it.
And then the fact that, you know, Eddie was kept, but it was a private phone call. It was between two people. And he may have just said, yeah, dude was always, you know, kind of whatever. Well, he wasn't as great as people thought he was or something along those lines. And you might say that to someone if you're speaking privately, even though someone has passed away. So I didn't hold too much against Eddie. But, yeah, I'll have to see if I can track that
down. That is weird.
It was kind of
never heard anything like
that. I was not familiar with that.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons lead vocalist Dan Reynolds announced that he and his wife, Nico Vega frontwoman Asia Volkman, have split up. He wrote via Twitter, I am saddened to say that after many beautiful years together, Asia and I have separated. Being great parents to our children is our number one priority.
We remain best of friends but hate each other's guts.
Thank you for always supporting us with love and care for all these years. The two, who share four children together, by the way, have been married since 2011. And they said, thank you for... since 2011, they have a brief... had a brief breakup in 2018, but decided to work things out in 2019.
After our 10 more announcements and a documentary, we ask you to respect our privacy.
And then, this is sad to hear about, but Peter Frampton revealed in a new interview that he'll be performing Sitting Down on his upcoming final shows in Europe. Back in October 2019, Frampton wrapped an exhaustive North American trek after being forced to slowly quit the road upon discovering that he's suffering from a degenerative muscle disease called inclusion body myositis that slowly weakens the body's muscles. Frampton was set to play his final shows across Europe with a full-scale tour during the spring of 2020 until the pandemic sidelined his plans. And as it now stands, 8 shows are now in the books with the Grammy-winning artist hitting England, Scotland, Belgium, Germany, France, and the Netherlands. And he explained where he's at health-wise these days. He said, well, my legs are not good, and I've decided that I'm going to sit down on these upcoming tour dates in Europe. He said, I can't stand. That would be dangerous for me now because I get so carried away when I'm playing that I'm liable to fall over. And then he laughed when he said it. He said, it's starting to affect my hands, but not enough yet so I can still play a good lick. But I'll be honest, I'm so anxious about it. I haven't played over there in so long, and I have progressed in my disease. He said, I sat down for the first time at Buddy Holly's 85th birthday celebration, and he said, and it felt very comfortable.
Is this a type of, or is this similar to dystrophy of some sort?
Or like ALS?
Yeah.
I don't know to what extent
it's when
it
they
can
was
get to.
First announced, it seemed like, yes, it's serious, but it's not life-ending.
Yeah, if I recall, Steve, it was that. Like, it's going to be physically difficult for him, but I don't think it's a threat to his, you know, being alive. When pressed about any specific regrets that he has over his decades in the business, Frampton admitted only two things. I would have waited to make an album after Comes Alive and never put I'm In You or put out I'm In You, which is kind of a ballad song. Breaking All the Rules would have been much better follow-up record, and I wouldn't have done the Sgt. Pepper's movie.
He said there was another regret. He donated some money to a GoFundMe about this Philadelphia guy who has helped a woman in distress, and he would not have done that.
Oh, he wouldn't have done that? Yeah, it's this guy who paid for gas.
Yeah, paid for gas.
Last $20.
Yeah, by the casino.
Live and learn, man. Yeah. Live and learn.
I guess so.
You got to be some kind of crazy dupe to fall for that.
All right. And there you go. That's what I have in music news. All right. I just got word that we are going to check in with Casey's Big Adventure after we take a commercial break. So we'll come back in a moment and we'll see how the fellas are doing on their trek across Pennsylvania right now. But before you know it, they're going to be in West Virginia and Ohio and so on. So we'll come back in a moment. Stay with us. We'll wrap up the program as well.
Get social with Preston and Steve. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Monday morning. We'll get our letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize in just a little bit. Reminding you, a fairly decent day today. We have sun and clouds and high of about 88. Cooling off, man. By the time we get to Friday, the high temperature on Friday, 67 degrees. That is a big difference between 88 degrees. So we are going to get that fall flavor. But besides all that, let's get some flavor of what is going on heading across the highways and byways.
Born to be wild.
Let's find out where the boys are now. It's a Casey's Big Adventure Check-In with Preston and Steve on MMR.
We've been following along, and day number one, just a handful of hours on the road. Let's go live to the Subaru that the fellas are driving in this morning and see how things are going. Casey, how you doing, man?
Hey, so far so good. Just got done with our third pee break of the morning.
Third pee break.
You know, it's funny.
Official, one unofficial.
Yeah, Preston observed that we've been here all morning. He hasn't had to pee once, and you guys have stopped
three times.
Yeah, three times.
Well, again, full disclosure, I had to go to the bathroom on the last one as well. So.
Oh, all right.
Well, they probably all had coffee this morning.
What's that?
You probably all had coffee. Like, that's going to.
Yeah. Jackie Bam Bam is calling this our annual cross-country race.
That's ambitious.
Yes.
Wow. You know what that means?
That means it happens every year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
this,
what annual means.
If it's annual, though, this would be your inaugural cross-country road trip.
Yes,
so the
there
first
we go.
One. All right, so everybody's peed. Now, in this last break, did everybody go to the bathroom just in case?
Everybody went little potties.
Okay.
And Bam Bam, I don't know what you meant by this, but you said you were going to go twice.
And I did go twice.
You why don't you just? You
know, I'm making the unofficial stops. Casey's making the official stops with Kyle. Speaking of, I got a little bit scared because Kyle followed me out of the car when Casey ran into the rest stop. I said, "Do you have an extra set of keys?" He said, "Oh, that would be great." I locked the door. Casey's got him, and I'm like, "Okay, well, we're back in our Subaru. Everything's fine."
Well, the car won't lock if there are keys in it, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. We're gonna have to find out.
You can find out somewhere in the middle of nowhere. So I see you guys on the following with the Apple Tags. You're at the lower western corner of the state. You're just above Virginia and heading out through into Ohio. Correct.
I just saw signs for Baltimore, so I guess if we hopped and went southeast, we'd hit all Baltimore.
Exactly.
But I think we're about 100 or so miles away from our next exit. We're going to head into West Virginia.
You're showing 162 miles in right now, and that updates every couple of minutes. So the last was about 4 minutes ago, 162 miles. So
hey, Casey, are you excited for your first trip into Ohio?
I am. Well, it's also going to be my first trip into West Virginia.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Now, I guess, Nick,
will this take him through Wheeling, West Virginia?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay.
And, the good news is, and apologies to our West Virginia listeners, but you're not in that state for very long.
Yeah.
And then you're right over to Ohio, and then you'll hit up like, Cambridge, and then Zanesville, and then go through Columbus. And you can swing by the town that Matt Ritter was talking about and see that concrete factory or whatever the hell.
Yes, where they all have hairy knuckles.
I'm passing a Cowboys fan. This is ridiculous. He's from Indiana. They're all over the place, these idiots.
So that's very cool. What is your GPS indicating so far? Has it changed? I assume it has in destination time, correct?
You know what? I had to turn it off so I could turn this call on with you guys.
No
so.
Problem.
But with the stop, the latest pee break, I'm sure we're going to get there like 10 minutes later.
When you get into Ohio, you got to try their native dish, which is poi. If you got to.
Well, I'm glad you said that because Kyle was asking, and I kind of want this to be a food log as well. I don't know what the native dishes of Indiana, Ohio,
I think it's Boston baked beans, right?
Oh.
Well, it depends on which cities you're going through. So if you were going through Cincinnati, Ohio, then you'd want to try the Skyline Chili. That's one of their things. So each city's kind of got their thing.
Right.
To try out. And that is a good question, but it all depends on what cities you're going to be going through. And maybe we need to throw that out there.
Yes, please.
So those people recommend the thing that the city's known for. Obviously, if you're coming through Philly, we'd recommend that you grab a cheesesteak at a particular location. So there might be somewhere. Are they going to go through Columbus, Nick?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then we'll put it out there to our listeners. What should you guys stop and get in Columbus? Well, they're not going to go through Pittsburgh, are they?
No.
Not really. I mean, they're near it.
No platters for me. We're not going anywhere near Cleveland, so no steamers in our future.
Okay. No steamers of Cleveland.
I think Cincinnati has a whole bunch of like test kitchens for like White Castle. So you can try some of the menu items.
Yeah.
The menu items that haven't made it national yet, they're testing out there.
Well, how about that?
How about it?
Sorry, I'm driving too. I don't want to be distracted.
No,
I'm going around this
if you can, we just need you to look at the camera more as you're driving, Case.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how much of a dent is put in that Pringles can? We saw you passing it around.
Well, I wasn't really sharing it. I was just, I knew we were going to start the call, but I probably went through about 66% of it.
That's the beauty of a Pringles can. You can get a very accurate take on how much you have left because they're all, I don't know how they do it. It's a miracle, but kudos to Pringles.
Hey, Casey, according to Google reviews, the best place to grab a bite to eat in Terre Haute is Cackleberries.
Oh. Cackleberries in Terre Haute.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great reviews.
I'm on board. Am I going through Terre Haute?
Yeah, it's 303 South 7th Street, so write that down.
Ask for the possum.
Steve, by the way, the Pringles can, I went as far as my hand could fit.
Okay, so one prom date.
Yeah. Steve. I went one prom date deep, and I had to stop there.
All right, no, you guys look like you're all happy and good. You haven't hit that... that we're sick of this yet. Look, right, Preston, you've seen the look.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they got a ways to go before that happens. So I'm going to say
We had another sing-along, by the way, as we were exiting the rest stop. Jackie and Kyle were singing My Girl, which was really...
Can we get some? Would you...
Go ahead, guys.
Ray guy. Dun-dun-dun. 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 I got sunshine. Dun-dun-dun. On a cloud. Well, it's cold outside.
Man, you're the best part. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. He's the head injury part.
Casey.
Car, Casey, boy.
Casey, give them a good rendition of Jimmy Crack Corn.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jimmy Crack Corn! Don't care!
Boy.
Right, so, by the way, I got a text from somebody that we were wondering what you need to get in certain cities, and this person said, I've been to Columbus before. The thing you need to get there is the F out.
Sold.
Sold. Done and done.
Sold.
All right, cool. Well, listen, we just wanted to do a check-in, and we're going to spend some more time with you guys, obviously, all tomorrow morning.
Big doings tomorrow. Oh,
while this happens as you land in the Gateway City in St. Louis, so...
Yeah, this time tomorrow, hopefully we'll be below the in the shadows of the arch, Preston.
Yes, yes, and actually up inside the arch, up to the top. So we'll see how that goes. All right, and Brent Porsche is coming up next. So when he gets in here, you know, he's going to have a chance to check in with you guys later on too. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Fabulous. All right, stay safe, gentlemen.
Over.
Bye-bye. There you go. It's the road trip. It's the road trip that finally has happened after much planning. And thank you to Subaru and Marriott Hotels and Dunkin'. Let's not forget,
they're
running on Dunkin' as well. The fine people at Dunkin' helping out. So Brent Porsche is here with us this morning.
Good morning again.
How you doing,
buddy? Well. How are
Excellent.
You?
Good. So Excellent. You're filling in for Pierre all week?
All this week, yes.
Excellent.
Yep, yep,
and
yep.
You'll be checking in with these guys all week, too.
Yeah, actually, we're one of the workforce blocks. We're going to do some driving songs.
Nice.
And we're going to check in with them with some driving songs.
Awesome.
That's perfect. Yeah. And if anybody's listening, you know, a lot of people listen and stream the station from around the country, you know, see if, you know, anybody can give recommendations, because we're looking for those constantly about where they can stop. Now, obviously, they have an itinerary that's planned out, but we'll see what we can get.
Yeah, you know, we're posting a whole bunch of videos and stuff on our Instagram account. Great place to leave a comment, because we'll all be, you know, looking over those as they go along.
Nice. All right, we need to do the letter of the day. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
The letter R's in Road Trip.
All right, and we'll have five letters put together, and on Friday we'll give away $500 from the Baxter.
The Baxter.
The Baxter is by far the most convenient and affordable way to help with your home cleanup, and you can go buy it at a home improvement store, any home improvement store. Fill it, simply schedule your collection, and it is gone. Clean it up with the Baxter dumpster in a bag.
You know, there's one thing we failed to do across the country. We should have put together a network of jerk mates for them, Preston.
Oh, I didn't even think
We didn't even
of
think
that.
About that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
By the way, they do have a banner, and they're going to be taking pictures at spots along the way.
Love it.
So we'll have a little photo essay to go along with this whole thing. What's up on your program today?
Yeah, sir? Workforce Block. So Road Trip Block on the way with some road trip songs. We got Van Halen, also P.O.D. coming your way at noon. I have Killers tickets all this week for their show coming up this next Tuesday, the 27th at the Big Joint. Your next shot at $1,000, part of the loot coming up at noon. And the coffee break is standing by.
I love it. Brent Porsche is going to take good care of you. I want to thank our sponsors. Preston & Steve show is brought to you today by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors. Acme, the official grocery store of the Preston & Steve show. Also brought to you by Health Partners Plus. Trusted care where and when you need it. Tomorrow on the program, obviously, more of Casey's Big Adventure and more of Yoo-Hoo Loot is taking place. So it's your chance to get some cash from us. Oh, and one more sponsor. I'm sorry. The Preston Steve Show also brought to you by Wilmington University. Go to wilmu.edu, dual credit. That's wilmu.edu, dual credit. We'll see what else we get into tomorrow. That's it. We're done. Rage on and have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, everybody. It's good to have you on the map. Ba-ba-choo-da-ba-choo-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.